Our name is the RR Podcast. 5 years ago, we made it our mission to bring you the latest toku news in the craziest way possible. But after a plague of boring tokusatsu struck, it was up to us to save our podcast. To do this, we had to do something else. We had to discuss something else. Welcome to our Season 6, Episode 26.
All's wells that ends wells. Classic me.
I like it.
Perfect. That's great. Slowly just going to become a CW podcast. Seriously.
Absolutely.
Like, there was no toku puns this week.
We'll change to CWR. I'm okay with this, FYI.
That's the name of a cancer organization.
CWR.
The CWR.
Except instead of, like, preventing cancer, we promote eating cancer-causing foods because they're delicious.
Oh.
It's like, you shouldn't eat that because it's bad for you. It makes me want to just eat it in front of people's face when they say that to me. Like, I
know.
Eat it hardcore. Like, bitch, we invented preservatives so the food doesn't go bad.
I'm
Have you seen that video with the banana with the spiders coming out of it? Pesticides. Yeah, to get rid of the pests. Why are you so stupid? God. Stupid politics. Screw you, Whole Foods. I get all my food at Food and Stuff. That's where I buy most of my food. And all of my stuff.
My stuff.
Okay. Speaking of stuff, one-ofs?
Yeah. I don't even know, like... I've bought quite a bit the past couple days because I'm an awful person. I bought some Pokemon cards. I've bought. There was a really cheap one of the gold grip phones from Magiranger.
Oh yeah, that came with that Megazord thingy.
On eBay, I bought that because I wanted a grip phone that actually had spells in it.
I know.
So I picked it up for like $20.
Nothing beats the Solaris Shank, though.
Oh, hell yeah. God damn it, what else? I finally got my lost Mandarake box that had two Ultraman X stuff and then SHF Mushin Chaser in it.
I didn't know they had lost-themed boxes. Does it say Not Penny's Billet on the top of it?
Exactly, it's actually shaped like an airplane.
Nice. Oceanic 815.
So that was finally recovered, and shit, I don't know. I'm looking around, I need assistance. Room help.
You could get one of those room helper things Amazon sells. Fun fact: in Castle, Castle has one of those home operating systems, and the voice is Aubrey Plaza.
What?
Yes, it's amazing.
I never realized it was her.
It's amazing.
That is pretty amazing.
I want April Lovegate as my... Lovegate? April Loopgate is her porn name.
Anyway. I feel like there's a lot going on, but it's probably just because I spent the past day on eBay. That's probably why. but other than that, nothing's actually just really going on. I've been playing Halo, I've been playing Pokemon, I've been playing Chibi Robo, I've been playing Yoshi, I've been fucking all over the place. And I haven't really been watching anything. I still really need to get back to Walking Dead, but
they're still walking.
The video games are
good.
Are all over the place.
Ryan has been a busy little bee.
I am. Buzz buzz.
Busy Deep to Apartment 23.
I'm like Mikey up in here, buzz buzz.
That premieres this month. Sequel to Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23, slash a spinoff of the character from, I can't remember the name, from Breaking Bad. What was her name?
Jesse's girlfriend who threw up her own mouth and died?
Yeah. I'm all just like, lol, it's fine.
She had some kind of bitchy white girl last name.
Jane, there we go.
Oh, okay.
The virgin?
Yes. She choked on her own vomit before she could have sex.
I guess I should just pass it off. I don't fucking know, man.
Brian just did a lightning fat hack. That was like Spinelli levels. Okay, so my turn then?
Yeah, that's generally what happens.
Well, we're just making sure you weren't like, oh wait, I forgot about
it. If I do, I'll just interrupt you. That's what I always do.
Oh, okay.
Well, we don't okay. have to anyway.
So, but he'll show up. maybe. So, I finally got Halo, and I finished the campaign a few days ago. And it was pretty fun. I have a few little problems with it, but I think it was really fun. How far are you, Brian?
How many missions are there?
15, but three of them are just walking around and talking to people, and they take 30 seconds.
Yeah.
It's really like 12.
I'm a little under halfway, I guess.
Okay. What was the last thing you did? Kill something. Perfect.
fuck, I don't remember.
Okay, I was just like trying to, I didn't want to spoil anything, but I really like the way it feels. Like, it feels like Halo, but it also has like this distinctly different feel where the guns sound different, and it just controls pretty fluidly. And I love like the Promethean weapons are like really kick ass in this game. Like, I always just beeline to them. Like, the suppressor is like my go to. And so that was pretty fun. I got really tired of those. That boss battle guy, the. What's his name? Warpath or whatever his name is. Warlord.
Yeah.
Warzone. Whatever. You fight him a bunch of times and it's really annoying. It's not quite as annoying as I thought it would be the way people said it. Like, the AI doesn't do a very good job of distracting him. But it was still fun. I'll wait to talk about it with you when you finish. But and so I've been playing Assassin's Creed now again, and that's still been pretty awesome. I'm really digging that game. I haven't really been watching anything special other than just reruns, and I haven't bought much, like, at, like, week 20 million of the Power Rangers toy drought.
Yep.
And I haven't found anything in person.
Oh, like, I got the Meef Fighter amiibos, that's what I was missing.
I heard that as Meef Fighter. Like, what the hell is Meef?
Meef. The Meef Fighters.
Meef Meef.
I don't think there's too much else, really. Yeah, because there hasn't even been any online purchases. It's basically just been playing video games. Like, it's that time of year. Like, in a few, like a week or less than a week from now, I guess, Fallout's out, and I'm pretty excited about that.
I'm terrified.
Why?
Because I have to buy it.
Like, I thought you pre-ordered it.
I did, but I mean, I have to pay money for
oh,
it.
Oh, okay. Because, like, I'm excited to get it, but probably won't get here till like, the end of the day on the day, but, like, I'm just happy to have gotten one of the Pip-Boys. I'm going to go to Target, though, because they have the Nuka-Cola, which is like a special drink from there, so I'll have that to look forward to. Yay, soda.
I think I'll buy one. I don't know if I'll be able to drink it, because it depends on how much sugar is in it, but it's nice and collectible.
Yeah. It's pretty neat. I hope it tastes good. But yeah, so that's exciting. Like, if that comes out the same day as Tomb Raider, I'm not sure whether I'm going to try to beat Tomb Raider and then play Fallout, or whether I'm just going to, like, save Tomb Raider and just focus on Fallout, because Tomb Raider will probably be like 10 to 15 hours maybe, but Fallout's like a bazillion hours, and it's like a commitment.
I'm waiting on Tomb Raider for like Christmas and stuff, so.
Okay. Because like Fallout and like Skyrim are like the marriage of games. You really gotta like commit to them. And is there anything else coming out? There's Battlefront 2. Like, Jesus, it's like one after the other. Like, luckily Halo's pretty short, so like that one was able to get done pretty quick. I still need to play some of the multiplayer. Alright, I'll then pass it off to Jorge over here.
Hi, so I spent half my week in an airport this week. My sister, she went to go see her boyfriend in Seattle, and so I waited forever in an airport. Other than that, not a whole lot. Halloween happened. I made a kid cry.
That's always a good plus to a week.
He was dressed as Tyler, and I told him Sledge was hiding under the staircase. And he cried, and I just imagined Sledge
doing that, like, boogie shuffle.
That waddle?
The waddle. Is
like, he's not even scary. Look how he runs. It makes Scott Evil look manly. Classic Oz.
But I scared the kid, and he went running off, and I guess one of his dads were freaking out and scaring him all day, so he was already on edge.
I would have screamed at him for not knowing the difference between a bracelet and a necklace. Why are you such a racist to robots? Robot lives matter. Oh god, there was a really funny hashtag on At Midnight when they were talking about snacks called Snack Lives Matter. I'm like, oh my god, that's our show.
Like, perfect.
It's like, that defines our segment.
Oh, I also have been going on eBay a lot, and I got the Turbo Navigator and Auto Blaster from Turbo, and they're pretty neat. They're bigger than most weapons that I own. It's really weird.
That's what she said.
And I got a Bigfoot mug and a shirt from my sister, and I cried.
Why?
I was so excited. Like, I'm like a 5-year-old. I have like two settings on the emotional spectrum, 9 and 45. Like,
it's like Leslie Nope.
If I'm not crying, I'm laughing and crying at the same time.
That pretty much is like Leslie Nope.
But other than that, nothing that exciting. So, news?
News. Pokemon TCG Online got an update and looks really pretty. That's the news that matters.
Top story. Also, Anya's going to be in Supergirl, and that's pretty awesome. Okay. So, it could be bunnies, you know. trying to think of any other non-toku news that would be important. Everyone still thinks Luke is Kylo Ren, even though the casting for Kylo Ren has been known for, like, ever. People are the dumbest species alive.
There's pictures of Luke everywhere wearing white.
Yeah, it's just the dumbest.
You know, in Star Wars, if you are wearing white and you're not a stormtrooper, you're good.
Not to mention he's too fat to be Kylo Ren. No offense. But look at it. Like, it's just so funny. People
hashtag
like
fat Luke.
It's like Luke's gonna be evil. Look at him. He's like, he's way better than fat Gekimo. Like, Luke's gonna be evil. He's gonna be Kylo Ren, even though, like, Adam Driver was cast at him a million years ago. There's, like, pictures of him in the Kylo Ren suit without the mask. It's like, come on, why are you people so dumb? What are you, Toku fans? Two Blue Rangers? The gun and the sword? Come on, man. Just can't believe people. I mean, he still could be evil, but at least he's not Kylo Ren. We know that. Oh, that's the latest news. Exactly.
So speaking of, like, people that are really stupid.
What?
The Toku fandom.
Are we talking about Netflix?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Let's talk about Netflix.
Even Castiel knows where Netflix is at. Like, look.
Yep.
Like, even angels from heaven. So, like, Collider reported that after Dino Supercharged, that Power Rangers is moving to Netflix, and I don't know whether it's been proven or disproven at this point. Like, but regardless of whether or not it's true right now, the biggest annoyance of the whole story was that people acted like it was the hugest mistake Power Rangers could ever make, and it was, like, outlandish. It was like they were saying Power Rangers to film on Mars in 2017. Like, that's the way people were reacting. And, like, even if it's not true, I would totally be down for that. Like, because the report said a 32-episode season, which I think is a pretty, like, sweet spot. I think 38 would be better, but 32 is a pretty good sweet spot. Yeah, because it can be a little bit rushed, but then you get things done faster. Like, Mystic Force basically didn't have that much filler because of that, and I liked that. And so that would be an awesome number, and I like the idea of it being on there. And it's Netflix is such a huge thing, and there's so many original series on there, and not to mention, kids watch it all the time. Like, how many parents, just even that kid that Kevin always talks about, just sit their kids in front of Netflix.
Yep.
And
cat's nieces like that. So, most of the kids I know are like that. They all have, the parents all have Netflix, and they sit and watch Netflix on the iPad or the PlayStation or whatever it be. It's a common thing for kids now, and I'm not sure why people aren't getting that. Like, it's not like Netflix is this thing that nobody has. It's Netflix is phenomenon. Almost a thing that nearly everyone has.
Yeah.
And especially when you got kids. It's Netflix is like the ultimate babysitter.
Yep.
And I think the entire catalog of Power Rangers sans Dino Charge is already on there.
And it's consistently in the top 7 every single month.
There you go. Any particular season or just as a group?
Mystic Force, Jungle Fury, and Mighty Morphin do really, really well.
2 out of 3.
Yeah, not bad. Bravo, kids.
But it's crazy how people thought it was so outlandish. And, like, and the fact that people are like, well, we do so much better on Nick. But, you know, Nick's on cable, so not everyone gets it.
Exactly.
You can get Netflix way easier than cable.
I promise you more people have Netflix than they do cable.
Well, yeah, exactly. Because, like, if you want to watch Power Rangers, it's way cheaper to pay, like, what is it, $8 or $10 a month for Netflix than to pay for an entire cable subscription. And it's not like when it was on Disney where it would air on ABC Kids, like, on a delay so that you could watch it that way if you wanted to. They only have it on Nick and then, like, Nicktoons and Nick 2, and that's it. And then they put it up online, but in terms of regular TV, like, Netflix is still the better option.
Yep.
Like, I would almost prefer it.
I would prefer it. I think if they did a full 32-episode dump, there might be problems, because that waiting a year is dreadful. But
I want him to do it just to see the riots.
it would be hilarious.
The spoiler cries would be amazing. I would just be sitting there like River Song, like, spoilers, just smirking and laughing. And
oh, I'd live tweet the shit out of that. I'd lock myself in a room for 32 hours and just live tweet it and not let a single person bitching stop me. I'd be a fucking monster.
Well, can you imagine? Because people right now act like the Power Rangers fandom is the first people ever in history to be afflicted with a summer hiatus. And, like, now then they would act like they were the first people to be afflicted with, like, having to wait almost a year after binging a Netflix season. Like, yep. It would be hilarious, because it's like, you know that this happens to everyone, right? Summer hiatuses,
still
Orange is the New Black.
Kimmy Schmidt.
Yeah, Orange is the New Black.
I know.
We don't even know if Alex is dead. I'm not even sure if I care. But I just want the British lesbian chick back, whose name I always forget. I think it might be Ruby, but she was the cat's pajamas. But yeah, it would be awesome, and I would be okay either way, with like a full upload or like weekly. But I kind of would rather it just be full, just because I want to see reactions.
Well,
you know, make me happy. Other people's misfortune.
They have done weekly before, so they probably would, you know. But I would love a dump.
I don't know how they're handling. I would love a good dump. Good dump would just be great. I'm not sure how they're handling Glitter Force. I'm not sure if they're doing weekly, if they're dumping that.
That's totally going to be a dump.
It's also only 20 episodes, and I'm wondering how they're managing that and only putting up half the show or what they're doing, but whatever. So anyway, I think it would be a absolutely perfectly fine move. And one of the arguments that I kept seeing in particular was like toy sales. they're talking about how, like, oh, kids won't see it because it's not on Nickelodeon, and then the toy sales are gonna slump. The kids who like Power Rangers are gonna buy Power Ranger toys regardless.
Yep.
And if you watch it on Netflix, they're gonna pick up the Red Ranger action figure and then head over to Netflix.
Yeah, just have a thing on the package that says watch it on Netflix.
Watch it on Netflix.
Spoiler alert, there's a series called Dino Trucks made by DreamWorks, I think, that is entirely on Netflix. And it's got toys. I've seen them at Toys R Us. So,
and they're selling, like...
Are they selling good? Fire.
They're really selling good.
Good. My point is proven. I was actually really curious about that today on how well they were selling.
Yeah.
So
I was talking to my friend who works at Toys R Us, and they were saying, like, that they can't keep them on the shelves.
Boom! What now?
What's also funny is that I completely forgot I was just going to say. Oh, is that people are always like, oh, it needs a new home. Nick is trash. SpongeBob can suck a dick. But it's like, well, where else would you propose? Cartoon Network will air 2 episodes and then go on a hiatus for 5 years and then air 3 more. And like, it's the most random shit ever.
All at 6 in the morning.
And Disney don't care. They have Star Wars. You don't need anything else. They can pack it and they can go home. They don't need Kroger brand stuff. They got the name brand. They got both the name brands. And it's like, where else is there? What used to be the hub? What is it now? Fun Time Learning or whatever the hell?
Discovery Kids.
There's nowhere else to go. Like, Netflix is the best other option.
I think, but like, I don't even think it's the best other option. I think it's the best option.
Well, yeah. It's just, there's really nowhere else to go. I mean, I think it would be better than Nick, but as far as Nick goes, I really don't have as many problems as people seem to have had with it. I think my only real nitpick is when they air the holiday specials in weird places, but their airing schedule is more consistent than even their other programming.
Yep.
I just kind of wish they would air more classic, like, Ninja Storm episodes and stuff like they used to when they went over. They, like, went way overboard when they first got it, and then they stopped. Like, they binged, and then they had to go to therapy for, like, Ninja Storm addiction, but, like, they should do that. They don't even air Samurai anymore. Because the main character, one of the characters stabbed someone. It was in self-defense, though. Classic.
Classic robots.
So there you have it. Netflix wouldn't kill the toys, and it would do just fine. So everyone fuck off.
More people would watch it.
I think so.
For sure. More people our age. More people coming off the movie.
Oh, you hell know? Yeah. I forgot we would have the piggyback of the movie.
Yeah.
You can put one of in like the pre-credits, like trivia commercials. You can put, watch this season on Netflix. Boom.
Exactly. Boom. Done.
Watch this season and all the past seasons on Netflix. Yep.
Enerjammed.
Boom, Saban, we just marketed your entire fucking franchise. Say what?
What?
Thank you.
Can I get a what? 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 Thank you.
The royal penis.
Right on cue.
The royal penis?
Accurate. Come on, Swallow. You can do... Or fucking... Pelipper, that's not
you
a
say
swallow.
Come on, Swallow?
Swallow, but...
Dear Lord. I was Giles really, is cleaning his glasses right now.
The Pelipper's attack is Swallow. That's what I was reading.
Uh-huh. No, that's fine. I believe you, Brian. You just want to swallow. That's fine.
No.
What's happening?
Swallowing? Reshes?
Reshes? What about Reshes? Reshes are the worst.
Good segue.
Whole bunch
Wait,
of them
what's
are...
what's happening? Covered. There's a lot of trains. Hold on, what's going on? Did we buy trains?
I didn't buy trains.
I've never bought a train. No, I have a Hogwarts Express sitting right in front of me. Never mind.
What about, did the train murder anyone?
No, not this time.
Well, you can't prove that.
That is true. But anyway, there's a nice big set of Rushes coming out because...
There's a lot of them.
Why the fuck not? 22 to be exact. In show-wise, we're looking at the Purple Russia, as they call it. A nice tie-in to Jessica Jones.
It's for Ryukyu Nanago, his train. And then there's apparently a post-Russia. I legit don't remember this thing, but apparently it showed up in the show.
It was in episode 42.
You say that like I'm supposed to remember that.
It was in the one where they wrote the letters to their parents.
Well, I probably wasn't paying attention because it was
them,
just bad.
They loaded them all into the post-Russia.
Okay.
And shot it off into the heavens.
Oh, I bet they did shoot it off.
They did.
Then they have those little, like, other kind of trains, the Sentai trains. Not the good kind of Sentai trains, the other kind of Sentai trains. For, what, Geki Ranger, Bokanger, Magi Ranger, Time Ranger, Gogo Faibu, Gingaman, Mega Ranger, Car Ranger... That's funny in and of itself. O-Ranger, Jetman, Five Man, Turbo Ranger, Live Man, Mask Man, Change Man, Bioman, Dynaman, Gogor 5, Sun Vulcan, and Denji Man.
They finally fixed Car Rangers.
They fixed it?
Yeah.
When they first put the listing up, the Photoshop guy was drunk again. And they put, like, Turbo Ranger on the side of the Car Ranger when they're like, these guys are all the same, it's all cars, nobody will notice. Like, fuck it.
Considering they made that joke in Gokaiger, I thought it was hysterical.
Right? And then... So they did that, and then I guess the bosses were, took a look at it and were like, dude, you fucked this up. And he was like, no, there's no way. I'm like, yeah, dude, look at it. He's like, it's all cars. I don't see the problem. You're like, well, that's why you're fired. And
you're the problem.
You're the problem. So, but they fixed it, so it's all good. It's expensive as balls, and it comes out the same month as the Tokuger key set, because why the fuck not?
It's also the same month as the Dino Buckler and the coin set.
It's a giant...
If you're a hardcore Sentai fan, you're fucked.
Like, Premium Bandai said, we're not getting enough of your money at one time. We want all of it. Just all of it. Every last fucking drop.
Like, I'm sitting here looking at the schedule, I'm like, Jesus Christ.
When did they push the DN thingy to?
I didn't know until when I updated the release schedule. I don't know when they actually announced it.
Because, like, a few days before you tweeted that, I was, like, literally just thinking of, oh, hey, that comes out soon. And I was all excited. And then my dreams were crushed.
There.
If your dreams are crushed, I am happy and I lick your tears with joy.
Okay.
Nurse Joy?
No, I'm not licking Nurse Joy. That's something different.
That got delayed until December. The Madron Energy Lockseed and the Savior Arrow got delayed until February.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. A couple of figure arts got delayed from March till April. So, I don't know what's going on at Bandai, but they're just delaying things.
So, if they delay that, I don't have to pay Ogi right away. Sweet.
Yeah, he didn't make me pay for the binder set yet. So, I don't know if I'm going to get it yet, but...
Alright, those are pushed back to new Sentai start month. Sweet.
And on my spreadsheet, he moved the Savior Arrow, but he didn't move the Marin Energy Lockseed, so I don't know if there's, like, only one batch got moved or what's happening with that, but...
Okay, well, I think I paid for Marin already. I don't remember. I gotta look, or maybe I was going to pay for it.
I don't pay for anything until the end of the month, because I'm awful.
I try not to do that, like, if I can help it, but usually I can't. Like, I try not to wait till the end of the month, but usually I'm so fucking poor. I got to, and I just hope he doesn't show up and be like, I want your monies! Right at the same time, AmiAmi and HRJ are like, yeah, AmiAmi will be like, I want your monies, and HRJ is like, I took your monies! I'm like, oh, fuck. PayPal billing agreement, they just show up, like, oh, yeah, by the way, we took your money, like, took $150 out of your account. Oh, thanks, HRJ, a warning. Oh, well, just send me the fucking toys. Because, like, half the shit fucking for the month comes out this fucking week.
Yeah, it's pretty awful. Oh, well.
Like, only one thing comes out next week. I'm like, well, that's not getting shipped out. And then everything else comes out on the 21st, except for the Fig Arts, which come out on the 28th. Fucking Clone Trooper and Battle Droid. Hate everything about life. Especially the part where Dawson's in it.
Life is the ultimate nightmare.
It really is.
This is such an uplifting show.
Is he dead yet? Did he kill himself yet?
We're all dead.
Oh, sweet. I mean, I'm dead inside.
I've been Zygons the whole time.
We don't even know which one is the real one at this point.
I wasn't supposed to watch that, was I?
I didn't.
No, we talk about the two-parter next week.
I'm making sure, like, because, I mean, references started getting made as though I was supposed to have watched it, and I didn't get around to that, and I was concerned for my own safety.
Jorge, what else is new?
Power Sombrero.
Shinosuke's gonna have a special friend come, and he's gonna ditch
Tritron and
ride his ass instead.
Ride that motorcycle booty.
Just red on red.
So for those of you that didn't understand that, Kamen Rider Axel from Kamen Rider Double is going to be in the Chaser V-Cinema? Yeah. Is that it?
Yeah.
Because, well, why not?
At least it's not a Metal Hero.
True. Oh,
I mean, at least it's not Jiraiya just randomly showing up and sticking his old ass everywhere.
Gloves.
He just has those Ash Ketchum gloves.
And shiny spandex. Pokemon I mean, not spandex. Shiny fishnets. Where did you even get that?
I wish I had shiny fishnets.
Dear Lord. Giles is just turning over in his grave if he was dead.
I don't want to imagine Brian in shiny fishnets.
Why not?
I don't want to imagine Giles dead. He's Giles.
Why do I not want to imagine that? Because I've seen you, Brian. And the idea of you in shiny fishnets is frightening.
Anyway.
What else we got?
Becky G.
What?
The Yellow Ranger.
Oh, yeah, the girl from Empire.
Yeah, I looked her up, and she starts all of her songs like, Jason Derulo, but she goes, Becky G!
What a tool.
But she's training.
I'm really scared now. Like, so are they in fact using the names? Because I keep seeing, like, conflicting things.
They are using the names.
So.
It is a reboot.
So Billy's a black guy, and Trini is some, like, Mexican girl. This is just offensive on so many levels to me, because it should be exactly like the originals.
I mean, they were supposed to cast an undead person as Trini, to be accurate. I mean, Liv Moore should have been Trini. She already played the Yellow Ranger once. It would have been perfect.
They were supposed to cast some little squirrely gay guy as Billy and just a hardcore Ravi black dancer as Jason. Ravi as Jason
would have been perfect. The hair's almost the same, but he's got more personality. And Major is Kimberly. I mean, it's just obvious.
I like this cast. Let's do it.
They're just supposed to cast a giant vagina as Kimberly.
And then you have Keely as hot Billy, and it's perfect. Oh, classic Phil of the Future. What was I going to say?
There are actually people who are upset because Zach is not black, and Billy is not a little squirrely gay guy, and Trini's not, like, super Asian.
I was kind of confused about keeping the name Trini, and then apparently Trini's actually a Spanish name.
That's why they did it.
Boom.
Well, that other chick was in the pilot, so...
Boom, ethnic jammed. I think it's funny that, like, when it was first announced, it was pretty much just generally assumed that, you know, it was a reboot, they were going to be using the same names. And, like, we've circled all the way back around. Like, just so many, like, false rumors and, like, fandom whining. It just created this huge mess into which we circled back all the way around to the information we already knew. It's pretty dumb.
That's our favorite.
Yeah. If it were any more dumb, Dawson would have come up with it.
You know, that's right.
So.
I think that's it for news that I can think of.
Yeah, there's some figure arts and some SICs and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, there's apparently like a Hawkeye and a Black Widow.
No, and a Tony Stark. Scarlet Witch. I can't get a Scarlet Witch to save my life out of any fucking line.
I want a Vision.
Me too!
I was sitting there, and I'm like, oh, sweet. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm excited to get, like, a Hawkeye and a Black Widow. But I'm like, I really want me a Vision. Like, he was so badass.
Hammer, a second Thor's hammer.
Exactly. I need me a hammer for him. And they showed... What did they show? Are all those Mario things Kiefer retweeted, were those all figure arts?
I didn't even see that.
Kiefer like shared a picture that had like Cat Luigi and...
No, those are all World of Nintendo figures.
Those are World of Nintendo figures? I didn't know what those were. I saw them and I was like, what the fuck is that? They showed SIC Gaim, Baron, Ryugen, and drive. All their main forms, not like any other weird fruits or types, just like type speed and the main fruits. They showed Figuarts. Actually, you know what I did? I added them all to the list. Let's go to the list, Ryan.
Ryan?
I got nothing better to do with my life. Let's see. So they showed Dark Jimba. They showed Baron Ringo. Duke Dragon Energy. They showed Drive-type Tridoron. Kamen Rider Chaser Mach is what they're calling it when Mach and Chaser feud the fusion dance. They showed Brain and Gold Drive. They showed Ghost Ore, Musashi, Edison, Robin, and Newton Damashi's. His bike and Spectre apparently was there, but very blurry. He was like Bigfoot. They couldn't really get him in focus. It was weird. Like, only his part of the camera went out of focus.
Where's my Figuarts, Les Stroud, and Bear Grylls 2-pack? That's what I want to know.
I'm going to need you to die. They apparently also showed a bunch of Dragon Ball stuff. Super Saiyan 4 Goku was there. Angel Goku, Kid Goku, Piranga.
Is that Goku with Angel's hair? It's like Stefan's hair. It's like Goku plus hero hair.
And then they'll just slightly tint it a little darker and it'll be Stefan.
Perfect.
They had Super Saiyan God Goku, Super Saiyan 3 Vegeta. Like, they just had a bunch of shit that for Dragon Ball. They had Pikachu. SH Figuarts Pikachu. That was a thing.
That looks like crap.
It looks really bad.
It, like, yeah, has little tiny nub hands that are going to haunt my dreams.
It's groping for you, George. It's groping for you.
Creepy as shit.
I just want you to imagine those Pikachu hands coming for you.
No, thank you. At least make it like a Machoke or something that's human-like.
Pikachu wants to rub you.
No, thank you.
But yeah, so they basically said we're going to make even more Gaim Figuarts because we can.
I like how, aside from the Lord Baron figure art getting a release date of May.
Oh, it did? I must have missed that.
Like, everything else they showed was display only. Like, we learned zero release dates for anything.
Is Baron exclusive?
Yeah.
Alright, well, I'm going to add that on the list. So I'm on the list. And I'm going to move that to May. But yeah, like, we got, like, nothing out of nobody. And because I was looking, like, from all the little signs I could see, and I got nothing. I'm like, this is just here because they were bored.
Yeah, everything at the show was display only. It's like, hey, look at all the stuff you could have.
But we if probably we get off our asses. Yeah, if we get off our asses and make it. Like, it's so stupid. Like, they are dashing my hopes that I will see a Kiva figure before I die.
Yeah, instead of Kiva, the new molds are going for D-End and
Gatak. D-End and Gatak, I forgot to mention that as well.
And Kuga Ultimate,
yeah,
and Zeba.
I didn't see those.
Bit of the Urbabra?
Well, they were there.
Cocksucking
but the
bastards. Olenis,
I didn't see any signs. Are those confirmed Shinkocho Seihos, or?
Which ones?
Like, D-End and Gatak and... I know they're using that mold, but are they confirmed to be releasing in that subline, or...?
Confirmed. I thought so. I don't might have to look at it again.
Saw any tags for them. That was the thing.
Yeah, and also, though, they also showed the Kabuto Extender and the Gatak Extender bike. They showed Gatak and Kabuto's bikes.
Bikes are stupid.
Kabuto being like the only Heisei rider of the figure just about that didn't have his bike released. Besides, I guess, Hibiki. But his, you can just go to the store and buy a motorcycle and just give it to him.
Hibiki is like the most generic motorcycle.
Like,
it's like, go to Toys R Us, buy a model Honda motorcycle, and you're done.
But yeah, I'd have to go find. I don't remember where I saw the pictures of Gatak and the end at. All I know is I verbally assaulted Brian when I saw them.
There was a lot of Star Wars.
Yep. But I don't think they showed anything new, did they?
Oh God, yeah.
Where I didn't see these. Where?
There are like 48 bajillion of them.
There was Attack of the Clones, Obi-Wan, and...
Where are these things at? Because I need to see
Chewbacca,
them.
Chewbacca, and Brian, five different C-3POs, and...
You're going to give me a massive erection right now.
Multiple different Luke Skywalkers.
I don't... I think Brian
This is a what?
I don't know. Nisa. Brian is Nisa.
I am Nisa. I don't want to resurrect Sarah.
Brian is a cock.
Oh yeah, Tony Stark and the Hall of Armor are coming.
The Hall of Armor, like, made me so...
Never gonna happen. So,
I know, but I want it.
1 million years.
Stark might, but...
Okay, we have Han Solo. Whole bunch of droids and shit.
Oh my god.
All their names, I'm horrible with Star Wars.
Well, if I saw pictures, I could tell you exactly who they are, but, you know, that's a little difficult for me to do.
Wait, let me...
Yeah, I don't
forgot about the chat. 1 second.
Because I am Star Wars. Ah! Go to the fucking Skype, asshole. What is this? Okay, Skype picture sharing. Okay, let's see. Sign in. What? I don't know. Skype name. Fuck yourself.
Oh, we got Mace Windu.
Password. I don't
just
know.
Just put an eye patch over him. Boom. Nick Fury.
Nick Fury. Exactly.
What the fuck is my Skype password?
Why do you need a Skype password?
Put him in any other clothes. Boom. Oh, yeah. Sci-fi movie he's been
in. I went to the thing Brian did instead of... Never mind. Okay, here we go. Okay, so here's 3PO, R2, Chewie, Han, and Luke, Episode 4. Obi-Wan with Grievous, getting ready to fight each other. Why the fuck is Obi-Wan... Oh, that's because he picked up a lightsaber. Okay, this... is that supposed to be Attack of the Clones 3PO? I guess that is. Oh, picture's up close. Okay, here is Nick Fury with a purple lightsaber. That's cool, and two eyes. This is... Episode 7, 3PO with the red arm.
Yeah, I knew that one.
Luke, I'm scrolling down as I get to it. Oh, okay, Phil, First Order. It's like flame troopers and different troopers. I don't see other droids. Where do you see other droids on these? I don't see any pictures of other droids. I see Boba Fett's arm. What the fuck is that?
Probably Boba Fett's arm.
I will murder you violently.
1 second, I got two different articles open.
Unless that's Django's, let's see, this says, not pictured here, but announced, Super Battle Droid. Battle Droid will include 3PO head.
Oh, that's
a fucking Battle Droid. Red Battle Droid. The fuck's a Red Battle Droid?
It's a Battle Droid that's red.
Jabba the
Hutt. Good God.
Jabba the Hutt.
I even remember that existing. What's wrong with you?
A Red Battle... I remember seeing a Red Battle Droid, but okay. What's a 3CPO? I think they got a little typo here.
Do they have an N3P? Where's my figure with Michael Scott with World's Best Boss Mug, tiny accessory? I want a figure out with Jim's hair from every different season.
I need this Mace Windu, like, right now. Because Mace Windu is the best thing ever. But yeah, I need all of this, actually. Oh, yeah, that's definitely... I don't know, because it says this is Jango Fett, which I guess because it's next to Silver 3PO. But I saw... It looks like a little bit of green in there, so I guess... So I don't know. I guess it's Jango Fett. Whatever. All I know is that's got me all hot and bothered right now. I want that. All of it. Someone steal it from me. I won't tell anyone.
There is no Mario stuff, unfortunately.
Yeah. That's upsetting. I'm trying to find where I saw the D end and get tagged to see if it says
there wasn't any tags.
Oh, I know, because I know Gatak was like with Kabuto, and then they put him on bikes.
Mm-hmm.
And then they were talking about him being. I thought I saw somewhere where they said like that they were, but I don't know if they're actually in the line. I don't know, but It was more that I verbally assaulted Brian. It was fun.
It was a fun conversation.
I totally randomly, like, because I didn't explain myself, which was part of my fun. I just started hollering at him about something, and he's like, "What? I don't know why you're
saying." You said my argument was invalid. I said I'm not even arguing.
Because we had talked one day about the Sincocho Seiho figures. I'm like, they look so pretty, and Brian's like, you should buy them. They're awesome. And I'm like, yeah, but I don't want to just like jump into all these figures. He's like, no, it's cool. They're only making like the regular. They're making them for the main riders in their regular forms or whatever. And I was like, okay, well, maybe. And then all of a sudden, here come these fuckers. And it's like, oh, Gatak and Dien. And I'm like, they're making secondary riders, you fucking asshole. And I just went off on him. I told him his argument's invalid. And he's like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Poor Brian. I don't care. He kind of deserved it, but...
Forever and always.
That's right. Brian pretty much deserves whatever he gets fussed at for. He's just terrible. We should all just murder Shuki in our sleep.
Nah.
George has my back.
Yeah, I saw on Scream Queens this week how good a murder pact goes, so... Not that George, fun.
George has your back and your front, Brian, so that's comforting.
I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Oh, is this news? This is apparently news to George as well. Okay.
Is that it?
I guess that's it.
Yeah, I was trying to find that thing. And I want to... What is this? So... Oh, or is that... That's it for the nudes?
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Well... So... I'm going to do one-ups now because I can talk and nobody can stop me. Well, I guess Brian could stop me if you really wanted to. But, so, I got a nice large box from Brian in the mail. That was fun. It had Ninja Turtles in it. And then, I pre-ordered all of November's Ghost stuff on HLJ yesterday and was excited. That was a thing I did. I found the Archelon and Packy charger packs. Like, I went to my Toys R Us, and I was like, ooh, we were going for something. Oh, we're to buy a birthday present for somebody. And I went to the shelf, and I'm looking through all the charger packs, and I was like, fuck yeah, Packy. And I threw it in the basket, and I was all excited, but I couldn't find Archelon. Well, at least I got Packy. I'm telling you, I walked away from the aisle. I came back 5 minutes later. And there was an Archelon there and another Packy that were not there 5 minutes earlier. And, like, I don't know how that happened. All I know is I grabbed it off the shelf, and, like, because I had left the baby in the buggy at the other end of the aisle with, like, I don't know, Kaylee and Corey or whatever. I don't know. I guess they were there. And I was like, well, let me go. I don't know why. What possessed me even to walk back to the other end, back to the Power Ranger stuff, but they're down by the Pokemon. I see the Archelon, and I held it above my head. I did a little dance, like, on the aisle, like a happy dance. And then I danced back down to, like, where the basket was. And they're just kind of looking at me like, I don't know him. We're not with him. I don't want to be involved in whatever he's doing.
That's how I am when I find toys I've been waiting for.
Like, I was so excited, because then I had all these charger packs that were out. Can't find villain figures to save my life, because, you know, who the fuck wants villain figures?
Oh my god, don't even bring them up. My whole fucking life is every day going out and losing more hope and going into a closer bout of depression.
Like, it's just, it's so stupid. Like, I hate everything about those, but, And then I went by the turtles, and I was again reminded why I'm glad I had Brian send me stuff, because all I could find was like Space Raph and Space Leo, because my Toys R Us didn't have them. I've seen Mozart and Dreg like once at Walmart. Like, I can't find the figures, so I'm like, oh, cool. It's a good thing I had Brian send me these. I'd still be waiting like a crazy person. And so I got those, and then we got some more Hunger Games pops because we found PETA and President Snow, and I was going to go check them to see how much they sell their pops for, and I'm walking back from the scanner, and I see a thing that says if you're spending $50 or more of these, you can get this Mickey your Mini for $5. So I grabbed a Mini. I'm like, ooh, Natalie would like this. And I was like, well, I'm spending $35 on these Mii Fighter Amiibos, so I know whatever else that I'm buying in my cart is going to equal $15 or more. So I grab this Minnie Mouse, and I stick it in the basket with her. This Minnie Mouse is the size of my 9-month-old child. It's exactly the same height, and of course she thinks it's the best thing ever. She's like, she just hugs it all the time now. I'm like, this is fucking hilarious. The stuffed animal is the size of my kid. It could be my child if I wanted it to be. I feel like something hilarious is going to happen one day where, like, one of those things where, like, you leave the baby and, like, you just take the Minnie Mouse thinking it's your baby. Like, put it in the stroller and walk away or something. All of a sudden, you get to where you're going, you're like, where's the baby? I got Minnie Mouse. What the fuck happened? Baby's just sitting back there like, dude, what the hell? So that's going to end poorly for me. But
I've done that with my sister, so I know that one.
So, yeah, that's... But yeah, I got that, and I'm trying to think if anything else happened. So after we recorded last week, not last week, the week before the last time I was on, we were up to like, I don't know, 3:30 in the morning recording my time because we had a long ass show. And then the next day, I was feeling kind of a little bit bad, but kind of mostly okay. We got to Friday evening, I was feeling sick. I was feeling like I probably should take some medicine, which I did. But I felt better. So I was like, okay, cool. We're all good here. I should be fine. And then Cordy worked overnight. So she went to work. I went to bed. I had to go to work with the bro the next day. At the bro with some bros. And I woke up several times in the night and then got up and for work. I felt like I was dead. Like I was freezing, shivering. My legs were weak. My eyes are all, like, burning and crusted over. My throat feels like it's shut. It's hurting. I could barely walk. I was carrying the baby in her car seat to my mother to watch her while I went to work. And I'm holding, her in the car seat with two hands, and I'm walking like a freaking zombie from The Walking Dead. Like, it was bad. I took some medicine, and I sat at work trying not to die. And I made it through my entire shift, even though the medicine wore off and I had to fight to keep my eyes open the last 2 hours I'm there. All I ate all day that day was animal crackers. I was throwing up. Went to the after hours, like, we can give you a steroid shot because all you have is a virus. All we could do for you is give you a steroid shot and send you on your way. Would you like one of those? Yes. Give me the shot. Just stick me in my ass and let's go. That sounded bad. But,
usually yes. My line.
Right? And like, and then they gave me the steroid shot, and I just laid there, and they took a nap for a while before leaving. Like, because the doctor had said, like, oh, it's a virus, so giving you a prescription for antibiotics isn't going to do anything. But then the nurse said something about a prescription, so I was like, well, I'm just going to lay here until you come back. I didn't even think I pulled my pants up at all. I just laid there. That's how much I cared. I gave that little a fucks. And I went home and slept for like 3 hours. And I was feeling mostly better by like Sunday, Monday. But yeah, I needed sleep last Wednesday. I couldn't do it. I was dying. Like, I should probably get some rest and not be up till 3:30 in the morning. But that was fun.
Probably gonna be tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, being sick like that was not fun. I could barely, like, see straight. Like, it was not good. I was coughing, and But not like the fun kind, where like you just float around with a giant ball.
Yeah.
I was like dead. I was dead. And went to a wedding on Halloween where I had to dress up in costume. What I found, because yeah, I wanted a Jedi costume, and then I was told, "Oh, you can't be a Jedi. We're supposed to be superheroes." I'm like, "I don't. So Jedi's a superhero. Shut up." And like, "No, you can't. You gotta pick something else." I'm like, "I don't want to do that." Well, I waited and waited, and Cordy finally got a costume like literally like that week. Well, at the time when she was looking for one, I didn't in fact looking for one. I was fucking playing Pokemon or something. So what I found is that when you get to like Wednesday before Halloween, your costume options are pretty limited, not yep. because stuff's out of stock, but because you have to get it shipped to you by Saturday. Like, stuff is in stock, you just can't get it because it'll go, "Oh yeah, you can have it, it'll come in like November the 5th well, that's not fucking Halloween. So I got some Robin Hood costume she found, which was really, I didn't realize it was just a tunic with like this really shitty hood that you put on, yeah. And then it had like one gauntlet and like two like leg things you put over your blue jeans that have like shoe covers, and I'm like, this is just fucking uncomfortable. And this is why I don't dress up for Halloween, because costumes are fucking uncomfortable to me. So I put this on, and it had like a belt, but the belt was weird. Like, it wasn't really a belt; it was just like a strap, but you tied it. I'm still not sure how you tie it, because she tied it. But like, it just did not. It didn't work out well. And I'm like, I don't have a bow and arrow, so I took my lightsaber instead. And because those two things are similar.
Yeah.
So I took the lightsaber I made in Disney World at the Star Tours ride, and I hooked that into the belt some kind of way, and I was like, because I'm like, you know. If I'd actually just bought a long green robe, I could have been just a Jedi who wears green. Because the tunic was damn near the same thing.
Yeah.
And I didn't think about it at the time until I was sitting there at the wedding like, well, fuck. This could have gone completely different. Oh, well. And we went to the rehearsal Friday night, and the rehearsal, like Brian will tell you, we didn't have a rehearsal for my wedding. We just did it. Yeah. We had a dinner... But we just did the wedding because we're like, well, like, we know how to have a wedding. It's not that hard. You walk down the aisle, a person yeah. stands there and says, "Do you?" "I do." "Do you?" "I do." "Great. Kiss. Let's go." That's pretty much how long my wedding ceremony was.
Yeah, it was super Uh-oh. Short.
It was like the best thing ever.
I was thankful because I didn't have to stand there that long.
Right. Like, you know, everyone's standing there staring at Brian like, why the fuck is Baymax here in a suit? And so... But they go and they're trying to figure out like what order everyone's gonna stand in, and I'm like, oh my god, this is the worst. And I'm sitting there with Natalie, and well, the first was one of my groomsmen who I still don't know if him and my sister are actually together. He just looks at me and goes, "How does it feel to be the smartest person in this room?" And I said, "Ah, I'm used to it." Like we were in like the firemen's halls where the wedding was. They had like an archway that it was a cemetery arch. Like, I guess you buy it like Party City.
Yeah.
And then they had the cake. The cake, they put a giant skull on top of the cake. The groom's cake was the doors from The Walking Dead that said, "Don't open, dead inside." And then they're all in costume. Everyone's in costume. The bride and groom were Deadpool and Domino. And they then everyone had to dance, like all the bridal party danced down the aisle to the Black Eyed Peas' "Hey Ya."
Oh, that's Outkast.
What? I don't know.
Outkast song?
I thought it was the Black Eyed Peas. Damn, I don't know.
Get it right.
I don't know who it was. All I know is it was really annoying. And I don't care who it was personally, but I just know I wanted to kill myself. And so I'm sitting there. I'm like, this is just the worst. Like, this is the worst. So I'm there. And then Kaylee, like, she got really upset because because Cordy was the maid of honor, so she went first with whoever the best man was, and well, she sees her mom, she goes, my mom is supposed to dance with me, and like went to go like run up there, and we had to like grab her and be like, no, like at one point she was dragging some girl dressed as the Queen of Hearts around the room. willingly, the kid was like willing a participant in this. Kid just dragging her on her stomach around the floor, and she's laughing. So what the hell is happening? And I just let her run around and do whatever the hell she wanted. I didn't give a shit. And this was the weirdest thing I think I've ever been to in my entire life. It was just batshit crazy. I didn't know what was happening. My sister ended up in the wedding because one of their bridesmaids backed out, and she's like, I don't know anyone else. We're like, what about Angela? She's like, well, I thought about that, because I don't really have anyone else that I can ask. My sister ended up in the wedding. At one point, Kaylee just picked up somebody's, like, toy gun off the table and just started chasing people around with it, like the other kids. I don't know where she just was just sitting on a table, and she picked it up, and you see her shooting at people. I'm like, this is good. This is the right message. I don't even know. And then of course I'm sitting at the table, and what should happen, right? We had the other one of the girls that was one of the bridesmaids at my wedding. She just decided she's gonna breastfeed her baby right there. That was fun. Remember that, Brian? That happened.
Yeah, that was a treat.
Right. Well, that happened here, and at one point I just walked away. Like, it was just me, my child, and my other groomsman there that I had was sitting with me, and I left him there to go get cake. He's just looking at me like, I cannot believe you did this to me. And I thought it was funny. Like, this was just like, then they make a big old deal, like, we have to go take our baby in the other room to go change him. Like, really? Because you just do everything else in front of everyone, but you gotta change him in another room. Okay, whatever. I don't like people. I hate people. But this wedding, these people are the worst. But yeah, so Halloween weddings are not recommended. 0 out of 10. Don't do it.
I went to Halloween birthday parties as a kid. I know that feeling. Weddings are 10 times worse already.
Like, anything on a holiday like that is just, you just know. Like, you're commandeering the holiday for your own self. And I hate Halloween. I don't like Halloween because I don't like dressing up. Stuff doesn't fit right, and I just don't like it.
Every day of my life.
I have that. Well, yeah, I have that problem too. But then, like, I find the costumes are made worse now. They're made more cheap and more uncomfortable than they ever have been. And so then stuff really doesn't fit right. I'm like, I don't want to do this. And I'm like, yeah, no, this isn't happening. So don't do it. And the cutest thing, though, was my baby dressed as Batgirl with her own little cape and hat, and everyone thought she was the cutest thing ever. Fucking Batgirl wins the day. So now it's time for superhero time. That's not on this week.
Dick Ranger happened, though.
Ah, Dick Ranger.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good to not want to scream at my television.
I will say this, like, because I didn't get to talk about the stuff last week, and Ninja continued to be awful, so I was so glad to not have a week of it.
Between Ghost being aggressively mediocre and Ninja being awful, like, this was probably one of the first times where there was a break in superhero time, and I cared none.
Yep.
It was like a vacation.
I'm like, this is great.
I don't mind Ghost all that much. I just ignore the side characters, and I kind of like the show.
Yeah, it's decent.
Like, if I ignore the side characters, the show isn't really that bad. It's annoying It's annoying how they introduce all the forms right away, but whatever.
Spoiler alert, it doesn't slow down.
It doesn't slow down. But having Decker Ranger is like the best thing ever. I forget who the the new Decker Rangers were, or whatever they...
Asumu from Hibiki and some random chick.
It was around...
That was Asumu?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Neither did I.
I thought he was just some generic Japanese male.
No, that was Asumu playing a guy named Asuma.
On point.
I thought I remembered it being Asumu, but I couldn't remember who the chick was. So the chick was just random generic chick. That's awesome.
Yeah, she might have been in something, but it wasn't no fucking Asumu.
Yeah. So that happened. And then, wasn't, Agent Umbrella there or something like that? Or
he was, some clone or something.
There was pretty much, just a total, fan service thing. There was, really no reason for it.
Yeah.
Look who's back, guys. He's like, I'm a clone. And then he died again.
So stock footage could save the day.
Like, oh, man, mech fight. I'm like, oh, man, reused footage.
Yeah.
Asumu's name was basically Isaac Asimov. It was Awesome Asimov.
Yeah.
That's awesome. And, but yeah, it was, there was some weird things in it, like Kruger spent half the thing in, a coma.
Yeah, and we got to see Deckamaster for 2 seconds.
Shirtless Doggy Kruger blew all the Dinotaurs cast out of the water.
You know, until you said out of the water, I was really concerned where that was going.
He blew all the Deck Rangers.
He had to say thank you.
That's probably the only thing I was upset about, is all we got was, 2 seconds of Deckamaster's suit.
And none of the others,
And I got none of Swan. I was like, come on, man. Swan could have jumped in, save her man.
She did save her man, but...
Well, yeah, but, she could have transformed
using her smart intellectual science powers.
To suck his doggy dick. But I like how there was, this convoluted plot about, Jasmine.
And she apparently got teleportation powers by breastfeeding her baby.
That was, disturbing. I had to walk away. I had to lie down for 45 minutes. No, an hour. A full hour. Somebody follow me. I'm distraught.
If I knew that was how you got teleportation powers, I would find a way. But damn. That happened. I was like, what is going on here? I don't quite get it. But she did that. And then the weird complicated thing of well, Ban knew all along something is wrong, and so did Hoji. And Hoji just been sitting in the computer lab, pretending to play games, really doing investigation work with Hojo, because they were in investigations together. Then I was like,
playing Galaga? Okay.
Playing Galaga. I could see you. And then...
Didn't think anybody would notice. We did.
And Jasmine knew, and she was just on the DL breastfeeding her baby. We couldn't tell Sen-chan and Umeko because we had to make it genuine. And I'm like,
genuine? Genuine is genuine.
it was really strange, but I was like, whatever, I'll forgive you because you're Decker Rangers and I love you. So that happened, and I like how, new red and yellow automatically go to SWAT mode, so that they can let Ban have his fire squad mode, and
his fire Jasmine squad mode is pretty lame. It looked like, they literally just took the chest from SWAT mode and painted it red, and it wasn't even a very good paint job.
No.
happened to your Battleizer, bro?
They could have done something cooler.
I was hoping we were going to see the Battleizer. Because he had the Rick SPD Battleizer in the Versus movie with Magi Ranger.
I think they lost the suit.
Yeah.
I was really hoping we'd see
behind
that.
The couch.
Because they got Murphy in there to just be like, Murphy! And, finish him. I thought it was cool that we went to the planet where the judgment happens, and they had, a whole explanation of that.
You know, I think it's funny that, like, it's such an overly convoluted explanation, and we just, like, made it better. Like, it just analyzes him and tells if he's guilty or innocent. Like, it's so simplified and perfect. It's like the ultimate lie detector. And instead they're like, oh, we have a court, and then time speeds up. I'm like, why not just make it a lie detector? Damn it, just shut up. You and your logic.
Was that ever in, like, the series? Like, that, I knew it went to a console, but did they ever say, like, it was a time-slowed planet thing?
No, they just said, it goes to the Supreme Court of the universe, whatever the fuck they called it, and, like, they decide if you're guilty, and then, if they're approved for deletion.
Well, apparently they have, like, a full fucking trial system.
They have a full
trial. It takes months.
It takes months, but they're in, like, a time dilation field, so time moves faster inside of it than it does outside of it, and in the time it takes that 14-second judgment thing to happen with their morpher, a whole, like, month-long trial is commenced, and they decide you're guilty and sentence you to be executed. So that's cool. And then...
that's a thing that happened.
Yeah. That one alien chick jumps inside of you. That's kinky.
She can jump inside of me. That'd be
fine. Lord.
Well, she was fine.
The dear lords are all over the place tonight.
I don't think she'd like that, Brian.
There's lots of room in there.
Yeah, well... I
have a big belly.
I know, it's just like... The places your mind can go with this.
Brian's like a tauntaun.
Cut me open, climb inside.
And I thought he smelled bad on the outside.
I thought it was pretty, like, I don't know, predictable or sort of dumb that, like, the replacement red and yellow had to be evil. Just because, oh, they're not the originals. No one could ever replace these guys, so they're clearly going to be evil.
Like, I was actually hoping they weren't going to be evil. Like, just because...
Or at least not both of them.
Right? Like, at least Osmu could be good. The little bitch chick could be evil. I don't care about her. She has a vagina. That automatically makes her evil. But...
That's the truth.
Can't
like,
trust
that. Predictable.
Can't
they're
trust
gonna have to hire...
that bleeds for 5 days and doesn't die.
They're going to have to hire more recruits now.
Right?
Trust, like, no bitch. Trust no decorator.
And then I love how, like, they tried to do the whole thing, like, from the show the entire time, and Hoji just wasn't having any of it. Like, just calling him his partner and trying to get him to say, I'm not your partner. He just was like, no, we're not doing that. We like, you need to stop. And then Tetsu was just over there, like, like, trying to be the guy in charge, and I have no respect for you. You need to leave. You are not boss. You can never be boss.
Nonsense. It hit all the Decaranger tropes. Nonsense, shinking pose, Esper, bathtub.
Like, Sen did the thinking pose right in the middle of a battle. Like, they're fighting on us all of a sudden. He just, like, stands on his head.
He don't care.
There was no buttery.
Fish don't care.
He's like,
I like how
I'll shinking pose right here. What are you gonna do about it?
I like how they go and Sen goes with Hoji and, like, oh, you figured it out. I wonder if the Dumiko figured it out yet. No, she's retarded. Like, she didn't get the bit. She didn't know what was happening, and she was all pissed. And I like how she tried to pass herself off as the person in charge. Like,
I am the leader of the Decarangers.
Like, in what universe are you the leader of the Decarangers? Like, that was pretty funny in and of itself. Like, but I really enjoyed this, though. I did. Like, robots showed up just randomly. Like, Tetsu just came in with the Deca Robo with the bike.
That was,
like,
all stock footage, even him inside of it.
Yeah.
I love how lame the Neo Deca base is. It's like a conference room they rented out for the weekend to film this. Like, here, we'll just put this console here and, like, a conference table. Boom.
It's the head of operations.
Literally.
Like, it's like underground now because Agent Umbrella took over, the base is now, like, underground, so they can't turn it into a robot.
What if it, like, It was a robot, like, already transformed, and the head was just, like, above ground, and it just stands up. Of course, every time it happens, like, massive damage. But come on, it's kind of funny.
I don't know. I never thought about that. Let me ask somebody who knows and cares. But yeah, that happened, and it's so funny because then the weird stock footage is like clearly stock footage.
Yep.
Because everything is now HD, so it's kind of like when the doctor remembers things in lower definition.
Remember when you couldn't see us as clearly?
It's like, well, that's the thing we did. That was fun. But yeah, this was better than Hurricane Jer, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it was a well done special. It really, like, it paid tribute to the characters in the show, and like I could see it being really awesome for people that loved the show. Like, Decker Ranger was really okay for me.
Yeah.
So like I kind of wish, like, I hope if they do more of these, we get something like well done like this for something I really care about. But like, I could respect, like, that it was better done than Hurricane Jer's. Like, it was, they, like I said, they hit on a lot of the things that made Decker Ranger kind of special, and it was just kind of a nice little,
in the bathtub.
It was a nice little tribute. That was Aerosol's favorite part. Like, when I was watching it, I was just thinking about, if Aerosol watches this, I bet he's going to be annoyed that Umeko basically took, like, the character lead. Like, she was essentially the main character. So I thought that was kind of funny, but
I was thinking about Aerosol when I watched it too. We all just think of Aerosol.
I wonder if he's gonna watch it.
Like, he has such hate of Umeko, so that's all I could think about.
Like, I wish they would have done Alva Ranger 10 years after, because I like just finished that and I actually really liked it. I actually liked it a lot better than Decker Ranger. I just want the entire main character to just be Brachio. It could just be called Alva Ranger Returns, bro. That'd be perfect.
Yeah, pretty much what I said on Twitter was that if you're a super fan of Decker Ranger, I think it's really great. And if you're just okay on Decker Ranger, it's still pretty enjoyable. I didn't really have any problems with it. It was super predictable.
It's a good follow-up movie.
But it was fun.
Like, this is what I would like to see in terms of when characters you like return. Instead of having them show up as some sort of weird version of themselves in one of these Tyson movies for 4 seconds. Yep. I'd rather see something like this, like, in the context of a reunion special, and it's in the context of their own show, and, like, you get all that in that atmosphere of what you liked about that show when it was on. And that's much better of a tribute, I think, than having them be some sort of weird set piece, essentially.
The other thing I thought about when I was watching it is how the SPD cast is always like, we want to do more SPD.
Can we just cancel the reboot movie and do a big screen SPD reunion movie?
Yes, please.
SPD back and buttery. Let's do it.
I am completely okay with this.
I'm game. I would back this on GoFundMe or Kickstarter or whatever. I would do it.
I'd back this on GoFuckMe or whatever it's called. I thought it was funny they did all of the Decker Ranger tropes pretty much one behind the other too. Like, it wasn't even just Jasmine while Espot Desk. I'm like, oh fuck, here we go. Shedding no sinking pose. I'm like, oh Jesus, it's like taking off a little box. Like, did we do this in
nonsense?
It's like, okay, we did nonsense.
I love when they
called Hoji Aibo.
Which he was describing all the castmates, like, they showed Tetsu's cross-dressing as a highlight.
Like, let's see, we did the shinking pose, Jasmine wa Esper des. And then Boss let Ban use his sword.
It's clearly
the sword of Baker. Like, I was like, oh, that's just upsetting. Why are you letting him do this?
Jack learned how to use it. I think, didn't he? Yeah, he did too. There was an episode where he was like, you need to learn how to use it because of the samurai guy.
Yeah, I don't know, but I was more upset when Jack did it, when Ban did it, than Jack.
Ban looks like the Japanese version of Brienne of Tarth. Like, Google her she's like this really tall chick, and that's what he looks like. He's like a tall Japanese lesbian Bigfoot.
I want to be a tall Japanese lesbian Bigfoot.
And like, I'm also going to search lesbian Bigfoot just so it comes up.
Like, it's funny because Bon is basically like, I just never really cared for him because he's one of those stereotypical Reds that's just a giant crackhead.
Oh, that's Captain Phasma.
Yeah, see?
Oh, okay.
Brienne of Tarth. She's actually one of my favorite characters in Game of Thrones, but like, Bon kind of looks like a skinnier Japanese version of her.
But Ban was like the original, like, or one of the original, like, annoying Reds like that. Like, he...
Are you seeing it? Is everyone seeing it?
I googled lesbian Bigfoot.
Oh, God.
The first picture is Miley Cyrus. <based on Bill. laughs> And the second picture I am putting in the chat. Oh, my God, there's a whole bunch of them. Wait, there's an article about lesbian Bigfoot?
Dear Lord, the can of worms we just opened.
I think we have a series highlight.
Lesbian Sasquatch?
Sasquatch? That sounds like a sex act. She's Sasquatched. Oh, God!
Oh, my God.
Almost all of the pictures are Renee from Finding Bigfoot, Bear Grylls, and Ronald McDonald with Bigfoot.
Oh, God.
This one looks like Whoopi Goldberg. like this image right here looks just like what reminds me of Whoopi Goldberg. This is on that page. This is the one I'm referring to. That is, oh my God.
I totally see it.
Right?
Oh,
in the Powerpuff Girls when they tried to make their own sister.
Yes!
It Bunny! Does.
It does.
That oh is completely God. That. Oh my God. That seemed like a purple tutu to put on her or something like. Oh my God. Oh, that was just frightening. Oh, Jesus.
That was the most wonderful can of worms.
They weren't even fried.
Straight up raw worms.
That's because Bear Grylls eats them raw. You know how he do.
And then Ban's hair is all fucked up. I like how Hoji looked. I like how Hoji looked homeless. Like, just to put on the whole complete act of, like, I'm just sitting in the computer lab jerking off all day, they made him look homeless.
Yep.
I'm like, well, that's awesome.
He had to keep up the illusion.
He had to keep up the illusion of being homeless, so. Like, his jacket's all disheveled. He looks like he just woke up all the time.
His shoulders without his arms in it. You know he's horrible in life then.
Yeah, you know he's just at the very bottom of his lifespan. Oh my God. This area is fucking confusing. But yeah. I wonder which returns we're gonna get next. Are we gonna get Magi Ranger? I mean, I guess we're getting Magi Ranger Yellow returns into Ninja, but like an extra.
They renewed the copyright, so I hope so.
I would love it just because I loved Magi Ranger oh so very much. Like, with our luck, it'll be like Bokenger, and it's just gonna be shitty.
I liked Bokenger.
I mean, I liked Bokenger too, but I just don't think a returns movie would be good.
I would be more excited for both Magi Ranger and Bokenger's returns movies than this one.
Yep, me too. Magi Ranger was my first Sentai.
Yeah, the only thing that would make me excited about a Bokenger returns is if the goddamn guy came back and was like, Bokenger!
Cinderella!
He'd have to say all of those lines from the show, and then I would be like, well, this has been worth my time.
I hope we get Geki Ranger.
Oh my god, awesome. If we had a Geki Ranger 10 years after, I think I would just have to touch myself while watching it. Geki Ranger is the best thing ever invented by humankind, aside from GoBusters. Can you imagine if we got more GoBusters? How awesome that would be?
I love my GoBusters. Now I'm sad.
Me too. Aww.
Moment of silence.
We're not getting figure arts of any of them.
The GoBusters? We have some of them.
I meant like the rest of them.
Oh.
Oh, it's so upsetting.
I just want Jay. I don't even care about the rest.
There's no Jin, there's no Jay. I don't have powered customs.
Barack Pansa.
Like, I don't know what to do, man. Just, I don't know what to do anymore.
Because now it's time for Ramble Time.
Wah!
The real part of the show, Pokemon. Yeah.
Pokemon. So this is what I want to say, because I didn't get to talk about last week's disaster of an episode, is that what I've come to find out, and I texted this to Brian, is that I believe two things about last week's episode. One is that it's confirmed for me that all Charmeleons are dicks. And the other is that I want to violently murder Trevor. He is perhaps one of the most annoying people I think I've ever seen in my entire life. And I want to violently murder him. So there. That's how that happens. But yes, so there's that. This week, there was a Tyrant and Bonnie in her Tyrantrum pajamas. And I guess it thought it was his mother or something. I don't know. I don't know what was happening. All I know is I like Tyrant, and so that made me happy. I like Tyrantrum also even more, and that also made me happy.
There are so many wrong things with this episode.
Anything involving Bonnie, I attempted to claw my eyes out.
Well, the fact that they were even entertaining the concept of a wild Tyrant was stupid.
Like you should know. Like, you should know better. That there's not a wild Tyrant. Like, we did this. We already went through the spiel about, like, Amora being a fossil revival. So there should be no reason at all that any of these people are entertaining the thought of a wild Tyrant. Clement is a gym leader in some podunk city.
What if it's a wild Tyrant? He's like, well, that would be really rare. Yeah, because it's dead.
The zombie Tyrant.
Fucking dead.
Like, so he's clearly not worth anything. I mean, I guess already he's not, because he just walks away from his gym like it's nothing. Leaves a robot in charge. But, you know, so we had that, and then it was annoying. Fuck Bonnie. Serena. They're all just like, Tyrant! And then Bonnie can't part with Tyrant. I guess she likes the way he licks her or something, I don't know. And it's like, make sure to brush him all the time, he likes to be brushed. I'm like, the fuck are you brushing? He's a dinosaur. But somehow he has fur. So I guess that's a thing. I don't know. I don't even remember looking. What's next week's episode?
I don't know.
Probably something about Pokemon.
Oh, man, I hope so. You think it's about Pokemon? I thought it was going to, like, just be where they just start playing Yu-Gi-Oh. They just sit and play Yu-Gi-Oh in the middle of the forest.
Now, that would be interesting. This is Yu-Gi-Oh town, son!
Like, come on, man. So there's that. I don't know, man. I don't know. Fucking, what is next week? I'm looking at it right. A trip down memory train. On their way to Anastar City, Ash gets in company to get ambushed by Team Rocket in a forest. While they managed to thwart Team Rocket, they ended up stuck in one of their classic pitfalls. While trying to work their way back up out of the ground, Bonnie notes that something similar has happened to her and Clement before. That was the time that they met Bunnelby. Oh yeah, this is the one where they trick me into thinking Bunnelby is going to evolve because of the picture they use for the episode. Spoilers, he doesn't. Just FYI, in case anyone was hoping that, you know, Clement was going to get, like, a pimp Diggersby. It's not going to happen. So, yeah. That's next week. That's something to not look forward to at all. Diggersby!
Stuff to look forward to. What's next?
My cock.
TMNT.
Oh.
That Kevin can talk about because I really have to go piss.
Yeah, so do I. George, entertain him.
Okay. I didn't watch TMNT.
Hi, George. So last week, the last TMNT had Dreg and was just awesome, right? They went onto some planet to go with their ship and they ran into Dreg and there was hilarity ensued. There was a lot of comedy and things that happened in it, and I liked it a lot. This week's episode.
Wait, was this the one with Mona Lisa?
This was the one with Mona Lisa.
Oh, I did watch it. Okay.
So first we had two Salamandrians. One was Goliath / Dr. Facilier, and then the other was Kuvira. and then Raph wanted to just, like, lick her lizard parts or something, like, put his, I don't know what they were doing, but, like, they attacked the turtles, and then, like, they had to try and convince them that they were not working with the Triceratons, and, so that happened, and Raph and this, and names her Mona Lisa because he can't pronounce her actual name. And so he's like, well, if I just call you Mona Lisa? And she's like, okay, whatever you say, Raphael. One day our noses will touch, not through this suit. I'm like, okay. This is just getting weird and awkward. But I really enjoyed it. I like their little spacesuit things and their space weapons. Even if it means Mikey doesn't get nunchucks for whatever reason.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say.
I don't know why they just decided to just give him Tonfa randomly. But I do like their weapons. And the space suits. I like how they all thought they were gonna die. That was fun. like it was funny to me. I was laughing.
I like the avalanche.
This episode was just the adventures of Kuvira and the Arbiter. Or Goliath. Yeah. Or anything else that Keith David's done.
Dr. Facilier.
Sure. I like Arbiter.
The Princess and the Frog? You've seen The Princess and the Frog?
No, I haven't.
What's wrong with you?
That's like my favorite Disney movie of all time. That and Brother Bear.
Brother Bear is
You know,
great.
Actually, I recently saw Brother Bear for the first time. I'd never actually seen Brother Bear, and then Kaylee was watching it on Netflix. You know, speaking of that, this little shit, we let her watch Netflix on the PlayStation in my room, which I already thought was a mistake because I've seen her she touches shit. She goes and she comes in the den where we're watching. I don't know what the hell we're watching. But she comes in there and she's like, the PlayStation stopped working. give me a PlayStation, stop working. I go in there, and it don't come on anymore. She's like, what could you do? And she, like, wouldn't tell me what she did. She just goes, all she did was she turned it off and then back on, but it wouldn't come back on. Like, well, how the fuck does that work? So now I got no PlayStation. My fucking Vampire Diaries DVD is stuck in the machine. So I need to get vampires back, and we're on episode 12 of season 6, and I can't finish it. I mean, I can if I go to Netflix, but that requires effort and everything else. But the DVD's stuck in the fucking machine, so now I gotta figure out how to fix this thing to make it come on. Like, I don't remember where I was going with this. I just know I'm pissed off now. What were we talking about?
Turtles.
Right. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power. So yeah, Turtles. I enjoyed it.
It was really fun. I liked it a lot.
I'm loving... You know, we've had, like, 2 space episodes now. And they're already better than, like, most of Season 3.
Yeah, like, Season 3 got really good at the end. But that beginning part of Season 3 was really hard to get through.
Yeah, that's the part I'm talking about, is that beginning part.
I love horror movies, and I'm a huge horror junkie. And I loved, like, all the little mentions and references and visual references. But...
Really, George is a junkie, but...
It was... No, that's Schmidt in American Horror Story. But the rest of it was just so droning, you know?
It was a lot of, like, the same repetitive things, and...
Yeah.
And so that's why I'm glad they went this direction with it and had them, like, go into space and just do something different. And it's so funny because, you know, the Fugitoid's on there, and, of course, he's Tenet. And every time he talks and, like, does something, especially when it involves, like, the time travel and explanation and everything, I just hear the Doctor. So I'm just waiting. I'm just waiting for him to just spout out, like, the phrase timey-wimey or, like, to just do something, like, outrageous and Doctor-like. And
I feel like the show will, like... The show's just so full of pop culture references that I feel like it's going to.
Like, they have to. Like it's a requirement, which I'm fine with.
Just wait for Jessica Jones, where you won't want to hear that voice ever again. You'll just hear him raping women and men left and right and murdering people. And
that sounds awesome.
Touching children. He's a fucking...
Okay, that's a little less awesome.
Yeah, well...
thank you for that. You just ruined it.
He's a horrible, molesting rapist in the comics. He does so many horrible things.
Yeah.
You're gonna love him.
Rape can be fun. You know, it can be fun. I mean, 9 out of 10 people, like, you know, are enjoy gang rape, so... But yeah, that's you just ruined it. George ruined everything just now. Thanks, George.
Turned this really dark.
And we turned this into a dark, gritty reboot, and everyone loves it because now it's dark and gritty. It's the way it should be. So that's thank you for that.
I don't remember what comes after this show.
I don't either.
No,
I was hoping to keep talking until Dawson got back.
Normally Doctor Who does, but...
I'm back, but yeah. I don't have anything to say about Turtles. Cause I don't
go fuck them. Yourself, asshole! Yeah, so...
Such violence.
Fuck off!
Kevin, I think you have Tourette's.
I think I just hate the rest of humanity.
Exactly, Tourette's.
As a general rule, like, you know, the worst thing is children. Children are terrible.
Why do you have 2 of them?
Not my children. Other people's children. They're bad. My children are mostly tolerable. It's other people's children I want to just, like, slap in the face. You understand if you've ever worked retail, you understand how awful other people's children are. Because
you don't have to work anywhere. You could just walk outside, see children, and hate them. Like that stupid kid that got kidnapped here that interrupted The Flash and Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. How fucking inconsiderate. It was just about the start of the scene with the date with Barry and Patty, and it's like, oh man, this is going to be so funny because he's wearing those glasses from those funny pics, and he can't see, and then, some bitch is kidnapped. Well, fuck you. Man.
That's why you shouldn't take candy from strangers, Dawson. Like,
you should only take candy from strangers. It tastes better if it's free.
Dawson's actually the kid that was kidnapped. She just doesn't want to admit it.
Well, I wouldn't have wanted an Amber Alert. If I would have gotten kidnapped, I would have been like, don't tell anybody, they're probably trying to watch TV. At least I'm considerate.
Oh my god, that's funny. You know, I saw The Princess Bride for the first time.
Okay.
That was a really funny movie. I enjoyed it.
You know what was really funny?
Your mother?
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Is that the next thing
S.H.I.E.L.D.
we talk about?
S.H.I.E.L.D. was hilarious because they're like, look, DJ Burger. I'm like, fuck you, Big Belly Burger for life. Harry knows where it's at.
What about the Stephanie or Michelle Burgers?
I don't understand.
I get it. I get it. Be happy.
Okay, don't worry. Be happy.
So we found out that May's ex-husband is the bad wig guy. He's got a terrible wig, and he's pissed about it, so he's going killing everybody. I did not see that coming at all. Like, I knew he was alive, but I didn't know he was that alive.
Yeah.
I had no idea, like, whatsoever.
My sister called it. Like, she said, oh, he didn't die. They just showed his feet. Then she goes, he's going to be the dude who has spikes on his head. And I'm like, that isn't spikes, it's a wig.
Take your damn spikes. Classic Randy Giles. But yeah, I didn't see that coming at all. Like, he wasn't even a suspect. Like, when I was reading one of the reviews on it, they're like, well, I'm glad they revealed it soon because, you know, otherwise he would have been one of the obvious suspects. I'm like, what are you talking about? He's just running around therapisting. Like, I would have never guessed. He just walks around going, how do you feel about that? Like, that's his role so far. So it was almost as good as the Ward reveal, because it's like the person you least suspect, because Ward was like Captain Cardboard, and then he starts killing people. He was like in league with Riley Finn and Ryan.
Captain Cardboard.
Yes. Credit to Spike for that one. But yeah, so I did not see that at all. Like, the episode itself was kind of more of just a general one. Like, I don't think it was as good as the last few weeks, but like the last reveal was like, damn, that little Von Strucker kid got killed. And like, Hydra can't kill anybody quickly. Like, they're terrible at it. Kill this guy. All right, we're gonna chain him up first and slash him. We'll just kill him. You're giving them an opportunity to jump in. Oh, people. Oh, what else happened? Coulson found out how they store the Inhumans, and Skye's mad about it. I mean, they're in boxes. Safe as houses.
NRFB. Never removed from box. I got an Inhuman mint in box.
Sell them on eBay. MIB Inhuman.
And Fitz is checking out his competition of the astronaut guy.
Doing his research, I'm proud of him.
Like, I really think that, though, he should just move on from Jenna. See? Can't even remember her name. Move on from her and get back to the true romance of the show, which is Mick, Fitz and Mac.
Exactly.
Like, that's the truth. Like, why haven't they just been, you know, in scenes together this year? That was, like, one of my favorite things last year, was their friendship. Like, when Gemma came back and she's like, I'm sorry I abandoned you. Mac's like, back off. He's my man now. I remember that exact scene. He said those words.
Yep.
Oh, my balls.
You could see it in his eye.
You know, that's then right.
They had the moment where Fitz is like, science, bitch. And then Max cutting Coulson's arm off at the same time. And, like, they give each other a cute little glance.
I'm the guy that kills Gordon. And then they had sex after that.
I want to have sex with someone.
With Mac.
Max taken.
By Fitz.
You don't know that.
Yes, you do. We just talked about it. We just talked about all the proof.
The proof is in the pudding.
The Fitz pudding.
You know that's right.
And the pudding is what they're using to keep all the Inhumans in.
The pudding is what's inside Tactical Demise Dawson.
Unfortunately, I missed most of the dialogue of that scene because of that stupid Amber Alert. Like, Flash straight up interrupted it and changed it to, like, that channel where they have, like, a message. But Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. had the ticker across the screen. But, like, that wasn't good enough. They had to do the... while it was running. And they're like, these are the counties that the kid might be in. Like, what, you mean just the state? Like, come on now. Let the kidnapper get away. We're missing S.H.I.E.L.D. right now. Like, wouldn't it be funny if the kidnapper just turned the kid in the police station so they'd stop blaring it so he could finish watching S.H.I.E.L.D.? Like, goddamn kid, you're messing up my shows! I don't know why I assumed he was Southern to be kidnapped, but...
Yeah, I don't know what we... Southern people just kidnap people? Is that what you're saying? They kidnap kids all the time?
Yes.
Fuck you too, buddy.
That's how I think you got your kids. I can't prove it.
That's right. Now, you know what I did watch and that I could have gone the rest of my life without seeing was The Neverending Story.
It ended, though, so it was a lie.
That's what I said. But I was told I had to watch it, and I'm like, I could have gone the rest of my life without seeing this, and I would have
The real Neverending Story is Final Fantasy.
It's just like, seriously.
But there's not too much else to say. Like I said, it was more of a generic episode, except for, like, the ending, and I think next week will be interesting. I am kind of glad that, like, or glad and impressed that they moved it at such a good pace with that. Like, not only did we find out it was him, but, like, May found out. Like, they could have very easily split that up where somehow we found out that it was him, but, like, somebody from the cast didn't find out for a little bit, but...
I want to bang you.
I do want to say that the combo of... Daisy and Mac and Hunter is brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Hunter's, like, just going rogue. It's fantastic. Like, they're like, where'd he go? And he just shoots the guy, like, what the hell?
Is that some new O's combo? Daisy, Mac, and Hunter?
Yes.
Okay.
Dumb-a-her combo? Dumb-a-ter combo. Dumb-a-ter combo. That sounds like dumpster combo. Dumb-a-ter. But, yeah, like, Hunter's just fantastic. Just the whole episode with everything he did. Like, we need some blood. Bam. Right in the nose.
Right in the nuts.
Classic Hunter.
I'm gonna bang you right in the balls.
It's not like I said, here's our friend to kill. I like how May is, like, hypocritical. She's like, you just went after him for revenge. Coulson, I want revenge. Like, damn it, May. Stop being such an idiot.
And she let Bobby go swim in a pool for 45 minutes with some guy.
And then she electrocuted him. She's like, boom, who's that girl? It's Jess. She's still mad about being burnt alive on a ceiling. So, you know, so some things you just don't get over. Okay, what else? Should we move on next to Flash?
Yeah.
Cock.
Yes.
Brian, I need you to stop orgasming.
Yes.
It's impossible when you're watching the Flash.
Yes.
Flash was really good this week.
Okay, I gotta backtrack to O or P.
I'm not backtracking anywhere. But, like, there's so many things that happened in this episode. We solved the Street Shark pretty quickly.
Yep.
So that was out of the way, but, like, there was just so much else.
I don't even care. Cisco's just amazing.
Cisco was fantastic in this episode.
Amazing.
Like, his commentary on the date was just, just fantastic.
Arwell's might have been evil, but you're just a big dick.
I have a big dick.
I love when other Wells called him Crisco.
Yeah!
Like, Tom Cavanaugh did a fantastic job of really differentiating this guy.
Really, like, just Wells.
He's essentially played three different versions because he had to play, like, regular Wells before, like, he was taken over by Eobard, and then Eobard Wells, and then now this Wells. And so he just did such a good job of making him feel different. Like, he's just such a kind of, like, a cynical douche, and it's just really funny.
They're just calling him Harry, and I like it.
And he likes Big Belly Burger, too, so, like, he's already okay with me.
Please tell me there's a Big Belly Burger here.
I love how Joe's immediate. Like, Joe did not give any fucks. He just shot him immediately. Like, he sees him, and he's like, oh, hell no, son! If I don't kill you now, I'm going to turn up dead. Like, everybody's reaction. And, like, imagine he's just going to be like, oh, what did my other guy do to you now?
I love when Iris walks in, and then he's like, oh, what did I do to you? And then Caitlin goes, oh, you kind of killed her husband kind of died because of the other you. And then he just goes, whatever, and he walks away mid-sentence, chewing so loudly, and it's the greatest thing in history. It's me in every conversation I don't want to be in.
Classic Wells. Wells done. Where were these puns last year? The other Wells didn't inspire so many puns.
I don't know, you were off your pun game.
And him and Gay Jarek do not get along very well.
I want to be Gay Jarek.
They're not fond of each other.
They wanted to make out so bad. They had some sexual tension they needed to take care of. Forget about Fitz and Mac.
Oh, baby.
What would be there? Their shipping name is Hay. Talk about a roll in the hay. Man. This is just a great one tonight.
That's what she said.
But they pretty much
proof of being Earth 2 Harrison Wells was you threw this at the port.
Like, this could have been anybody's heart monitor or whatever the hell it was. I like the idea of a scene where Douche Harrison Wells is just walking in his lab and all of a sudden just a heart monitor hits him in the head. Like, la-di-da, doing douchey Earth 2 stuff. Also, they still have those giant-ass, like, 20s cameras on Earth 2, and it's hilarious.
Yeah.
And, like, his little metahuman yokai watch was, like, a perfect... like, a perfect way of outing Cisco.
I know. And
I love that it didn't go off for Caitlin.
Yeah, so there's, like, no question...
The Killer Frost thing. It's like, going to be Earth 2, Caitlin, probably.
Yeah, unless, like, something happens down the line. But, like, it was a good way of doing it. It was essentially, like, the episode where Michael forced Oscar to out himself. He was like, Cisco, why don't you take this opportunity to come out to everyone? And Cisco got to name himself? Oh, who was it?
Technically, Barry named him, but...
True. Who was it that... somebody named somebody. Oh, it was Patty, wasn't it?
Yeah, Petty and King Shark.
Yeah, and, like, I love the way whenever somebody comes up with a good name, Cisco just goes, I like you. Like, that's all it takes. Like, somebody will name something good and, like, they're best friends.
So, basically, he would be best friends with Dawson.
Pretty much. That would be amazing. What's your dream life? Being best friends with Cisco and just going around naming things?
Yeah.
Just a sitcom starring me, Cisco, and Mikey. So that was great. We got Barista Hot Girl. Her powers right now are coffee pouring and muffin catching. Wait, that sounded wrong. I thought that could be good. I don't know why I said catching. I meant to say serving, but then, like, catching happened. So I don't know.
Muffin catcher sounds like a job I want. Be fucking awesome.
I'm going to catch someone's muffins.
Hey, George! Ew! Paul Blart that shit in my hand and then...
Why do you think I've been walking around here with eyes of an eagle? It's one of my favorite lines. Such determination.
Did you ever see Paul Blart 2?
No.
God damn it.
Damien Dark is in that shit. You need to see it this second.
I have the DVD, but I think it's going to start airing on one of the movie channels, so I might wait for that. I don't know.
I think you should just go fucking watch it before I hurt you violently.
They had a whole week of Buffy marathons last week. You know how busy I was?
Yep.
It was very important.
Like, I watched Paul Blart 2, and then Arrow started, and I'm like, oh my god.
Yep. I just remember him as a guy from Desperate Housewives, so I'm still the oddball here. He's weirdo husband. He was like a Stepford dad, so it's like really weird seeing him as Damien Dark.
You're a Stepford dad.
I'm not. That's alternate Dawson. Golly gee, and I wear sweaters and stuff.
That's all anyway. Ultimate Dawson that found the gold digger and stopped me.
Jeremy's second girlfriend is back, and she's also got her light-powered duplicate. I forget what her name was in that. What was it? The vampire Anna? Girl that... Anna? Yeah, there we go. Anna. Anna was back.
Yeah.
I love her, by the way. I just think she's adorably hot. And Asian.
And like I remember seeing like photos and like seeing the Dr. Light or whatever in the trailers, but like I didn't know it was gonna be her. Fuck so that me. Took me by surprise.
Yeah, yeah. I want her.
So that was kind of neat.
I want her to shine a light on my body.
And it looks like next week they're gonna be using like actual Linda as bait, so she's gonna have to be told some kind of something.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Hey, am I being bait for the psycho guy with a crazy like scarecrow face? asking for a friend.
Asking for a friend.
Harrison Wells has a daughter, and it's Jesse Quick.
That's really cool.
Yeah,
I dig that a lot.
I don't know what's a Jesse Quick.
Jesse Quick, like a protein shake line. First female speedsters in the comics.
Oh, cool.
Because they're like introducing a bunch of speedsters this year.
And her dad was an asshole speedster in the comics, so it kind of fits.
Yeah. And I'm glad that, unless there's some sort of crazy-ass twist, which I don't think there will be, that they pretty much, like, squashed any possibility of this Wells being Zoom.
Yep.
Considering, unless he has, like, a crazy Mezagog alternate personality. Like, it would have been way too predictable. Like every season, we just get a different Wells who's a different, like, evil speedster.
It would be kind of funny. A different version of the Reverse Flash every time.
It's like Orphan Wells. Like... I can't wait to see Helena Wells. It'll be so funny. You don't touch babies.
And so he's basically Helena. Doing everything to try to protect his daughter.
Just like Helena.
I want to see Dawson die.
I feel like there's some more to talk about. Oh, the blind Barry, but both pre and during date was just hilarious.
Perfect.
Like, even just subtle things, like when Iris was talking to him and he's looking the wrong way and then turns around. Like, and they didn't draw too much attention to it, but it was just funny. Or when he kept looking for Cisco.
He started walking away when Cisco was calling him, and then he, like, went in the opposite direction.
Yeah. Like, he's just like, Cisco! Cisco!
Crisco!
Crisco! And just, like, the whole date was just hilarious with that. And I like that she actually knew him. Too. For a second, I thought when she said, you can't see me, that maybe it was going to be one of those things where she meant something else, but like,
like maybe she was John Cena.
She's John Cena?
just rips off a face mask and it's John Cena. John Cena's head still on Patty Spivot's body.
Wouldn't that be frightening, huh?
Terrifying.
I'm gonna Photoshop this later.
I feel like every time George is on, he's inspired to make some sort of bizarre Photoshop.
Yeah.
I think last time it was like a Ghost Driver with Guy Fieri in it, and I don't even remember the context.
Can I use don't remember that at all.
Oh, yeah, the flashlight with Guy Fieri.
Oh my god.
You're the worst person I've ever met, Anne, and I've met Guy Fieri.
I just want to say that I would do all sorts of things with Patty Spivot.
Patty Spivot is...
I thought you were going to say Guy Fieri.
Just her personality...
is the best personality, like, you could get in the person ever.
Oh my god,
ever.
She has the brains, the brawn, the beauty, and she's a fucking nerd. She's like every wet dream anyone's ever had.
She's like the... she's joining the ranks...
You don't know what my wet dreams
...of Diggle
are.
And Carolina doesn't even have a Patty Spivot. She's just like a great...
doesn't even have a spivot.
Doesn't even have a P-spivs. 0 out of 10. But yeah, she's like easily one of my favorite additions of this season. She's
Me
just
too.
Been great. Like, it's like, Iris who? Is Iris even still here? Pretty soon it's going to be like Arrow, where Oliver forgets he even knew Laurel's name, except for this week, where he's like, I have a friend named Laurel? Oh, yeah! Big comfy couch!
Fuck you, Laurel! Fuck out of here!
You need to distance yourself from Laurel.
Life? Oh, I did the same thing? Well, I didn't fucking do it, because I'm Oliver fucking Queen. Fuck you!
I'm Oliver fucking Queen. It's like the, I'm Sam fucking Winchester.
You damn right, boy.
Watson.
I was born ready. Oliver fucking Queen. Oh, man.
By the end of this season, there's going to be so many potential speedsters. There's already a lot, and they're going to keep introducing more.
Yeah, because at some point, I'm not sure when we'll have Wally West, so.
I'm a speedster.
As Wally's coming, and we got Jesse Quick, Patty Spivot, Zoom, Barry, Jay, possibilities of different reverse flashes. There's so
possibilities
many.
Possibilities of different flashes.
There's no way that Zoom is not Barry. Like Earth 2 Barry.
Really?
It's the most probable, I think, right now, just based on all the information.
Yeah.
Because, like, he knows that Barry dated Linda.
Exactly. That's, like...
I don't know how he would know that being Earth
if
2
he
Barry,
wasn't
but...
somebody in the, like, the circle of three.
I didn't even
circle
think
of trust.
I don't know why.
It's got to be, like, his no dad inside. Or him...
Okay, what if it's like an evil trio? It's like Zoom, Barry, Evil Vibe, Cisco, and what's her name? Ice Queen.
Come oh my god, that would be so cool.
That would be like, it would be so like
there was an evil vibe.
Predictable, but kind of cool. Like when Wells was, I almost thought Wells really. Was suspicious of Cisco because he knew of alternate Cisco.
Yep.
As a metahuman. Like, I got that because he kept giving him that side eye, like, he gonna kill me? Like, I don't know.
Look, I just really want this burger.
So, I don't know. Like, there's all kinds of possibilities. Like, essentially, just the whole multiverse thing opens up a ton of possibilities. Like, I was thinking about even if they ever end up doing, like, getting the rights to do the crossover with Supergirl, they don't have to have him be in the same universe since they opened up the multiverse.
Yep.
Because they're like, oh, they didn't even mention Aliens or no one's mentioned Arrow on here, so, like, I mean, they could still pretty easily do it if in the same, but it pretty much opens up everything. And, like, the amount of stuff they're going through with, like, all the characters we've introduced, like, it'll be crazy by the end of this season how much more we'll have, and, like, just going forward with the show, like, it's super exciting. How much stuff we can have.
God, I love this show so much.
It's so good. Like, it's easily
it
best
right. It makes me rub my balls.
Yep.
In a good way.
I feel sorry for people that don't watch it.
Me too.
I feel sorry for people that don't rub my balls.
And it balances things so well. Like, the drama and the humor and the action.
And Cisco.
Cisco's just the humor. He, like, owns the humor by himself.
Cisco yep. is, like, everything.
The others help sometimes.
Everything about Cisco this episode was just on point.
Cisco.
Speaking of Cisco.
Arrow? Because he made the Arrow Cave. See, it's all connected.
Yep. Yeah.
Which
Arrow was awesome.
Which didn't have any problems this week. It was.
No, yeah, I forgot about that. Maybe it really was just a new glitch. Unless they bring it back later. I mean, they're pretty busy hunting down Zombie Sarah and stuff, but this was a really good week for Arrow, I thought.
It yeah. was. Constantine was so good.
You know, because I don't, like I said, I dropped the show, but he does so a really good job as playing him, though. Like, he's really likable.
That was honestly the biggest reason I was disappointed the show got canned. Wasn't really because the show had a good story, but just because... Ryan played such a good Constantine that I knew I was going to miss it. I was like, I miss just you being on my television. Like, the show was okay. It wasn't that great, but he did such a good Constantine that I was upset that it got canceled.
He was perfect for him, but the show was really lacking an overarching story that I liked and just a tone that felt right for the character.
Like, I'm gonna try to find it at some point and try to give it a second chance just because, like, completion, now that I know it's part of this universe. But, like, he really was good in the role. Like I said, he was very likable. I hope that now that he's been here that he could possibly, like, reoccur sometimes across all three of them if he wanted to.
Yeah.
Like, I can't see why not, like, why he would just be a one-hit wonder for that. Like, I could easily see him especially coming back in Arrow at least once more this season since... The Damian Dark stuff's all magical and stuff like that. So, like, I definitely like to see him back at some point.
I thought they said the terms of their deal was that he was coming on as a one-time thing, and that's how they got him on.
Yeah.
Is that he's coming in for that one episode, and that's it.
Yeah, the Indians in the background, just FYI.
The deal was for one episode, yeah, but they said that they weren't opposed to
Yeah, I don't know why they couldn't do another deal and get him on there again.
Doing more episodes, but the contract he signed was only for one episode.
Well, that's just like any other guest star. It's kind of like last year when Sarah or Katie Lotz was on for like three episodes. She was signed on because that's what people were wondering what it was going to be. So, like, I can't imagine that they wouldn't try to get him back at some point.
Well, especially if they look back and they go, the, you know, ratings and stuff for this episode or whatever, there's a big fan response to him being on there.
Or, you know, people just keep telling us to make a Constantine show.
Well, not to mention, like, Stephen Amell was, like, a huge, like, champion for the whole effort, so I can't imagine. Unless, like, that he was, like, a champion for the effort, and then all of a sudden he meets him on set and they just hate each other, and they're both back again.
Stephen Amell does what he wants. Like, he just...
Pretty much. But, yeah, and it was, like, the perfect kind of character for this storyline too. Like, it kind of all worked out because they needed someone to help bring Sarah's soul back. I mean, they could have gone on a quest or a gypsy curse or all kinds of Buffy related things.
Sarah doesn't need a soul. Souls are overrated. But they're apparently
quite Angelus quotes.
They're apparently quite tasty and very valuable, so
they also sit in pits. And wait
for armpits.
Oh yeah, that reminds me. Constantine, when he took the Egyptian looking thing from the thing.
You are doing fantastic right now.
Yeah. The magic room underneath the ground.
When he took the Egyptian god card.
The hatch? It's like their version of the hatch. Desmond wasn't even under there. Like, the treasure was actually Desmond. See you another life, brother.
But that was a thing from Hawkman's lore.
Oh.
And, like, the top of it, like, you know, he snapped it, and the half that Ollie has is, like, part of one of Hawkman's, like, holy trinity of items.
Well, I know the whole thing with Hawkman, there's a lot of Egyptian stuff there, and, like, the reincarnation, and...
Yeah.
Because there's different versions of Hawkman and Hawkgirl, and, like, sometimes it's, like, Carter Hall and Shayera Hall, and then sometimes they're like the aliens. It depends on which. That's why some people are like, well, you know, that's why people are like, oh, I thought, like, she's a human, but I thought she was gonna be an alien. Like, well, sometimes she's Danagarian, but sometimes it's the whole
reincarnation,
and they just keep keep reincarnating over time since ancient Egypt, and like, Justice League used the alien version, but then Hawkman was like Carter Hall and the whole Egypt connection.
Yep.
Trying to convince her that she's not an alien.
I can't think of, like, the name of the item, but it's like something to do with Horus. The Eye of
Millennium Horus. Are you a whore? What? My favorite cooking host is still the Winged Dragon of Ra. speaking of that, though, I thought it was kind of cool the way they actually weaved him into the flashbacks.
Speaking
I like the idea of him just popping up like this dude, like in a tie, just be like, hey! Like, I'm in your story now. Who is digging? Like, I was just like scratching.
I don't know.
It's like a tiny mouse just... It's Rat Buffy. But yeah, I thought that was pretty well handled. And like, I kind of got...
Oh my god.
Oh. Speaking of people in ties, when I was at work this past weekend...
Oh my god, I'm going to kill myself.
some chick comes into the store wearing some kind of like dress with that like looks like... Like this trench coat with like a shirt and a tie on. I'm like, what the fuck is this bitch wearing? So I can see clearly it's a hot. Yeah, well, it took a minute. In fact, I didn't even like. I'm like, I know I recognize this outfit. For some reason, I couldn't figure it out because it wasn't an actual fucking trench coat. It was just like a dress made to look like Castiel's clothes. But I didn't realize what she was until I like happened to see her actually walk in the door, and she's got like a giant angel blade just sticking out of the front of her boot.
Front of her boob?
Boot.
Angel blade nipple rings.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Awesome just invented like a new fetish. God. Like, I was like, what the fuck is she doing with this giant fucking thing in her shoe? Just walking into fucking places. I don't think that's probably like the safest thing.
I didn't realize it was her costume until she stabbed a citizen with the angel blade and said, die, demon.
I can watch Netflix on top of her.
Like, that actually would have been, if she'd have stabbed one of our customers, that actually would have been better because I hate most of our customers. But
I just think the idea of someone and seeing someone out in public with an angel blade is just really funny.
It was pretty hilarious. Like, what the fuck is happening? Working on Halloween, you see some shit. Working at night on Halloween's worse than the daytime. I was in the daytime, but Halloween, you really, you know, at night, you really see shit. People dressed up with all kinds of things.
But speaking of dressing up, Sarah stole a coat. Boom, it all ties together.
How dare she?
She stole that girl's, and it's white because it's clearly foreshadowing of her white canary. I don't know, yep. Maybe. That could be true. But she's just like super mad, just going around killing Thea lookalikes. Like anybody with a midriff top, she's like dead. I feel like everything about it I thought was pretty well done in terms of like they didn't cure her right away. I just feel like at the end it was like glossed over, like Laurel and Lance are like, lol, she's back, and then we're all of a sudden at Oliver's campaign.
Ooh, and first look at Ben K. Damashi.
No. but like, I wish there would have been more like of a reunion scene for everybody instead of just like, oh, hey, quick, and then Oliver's like, I'm Oliver Queen, and I approve this Laurel.
That's pretty much the fun scene.
Is she going to still want to try to kill Thea all the time, or is she like A-okay now, or...
I'm not sure. Because she has her soul back, but that might be the reason I could see why she's leaving. Like, that could be part of the reason. But, like, next week they're going to do, like, Canary, Black Canary, and Speedy are all going to be fighting together. So, I don't know. And, like, Thea still needs help. Like, Constantine couldn't have given some advice about that, but he heard that Damian Dark was there, and he's like, oh, I just remembered I have to be anywhere but here.
I gotta go.
Oh, like, you get on an elevator? Didn't even know there was an elevator there. How did he even get on that?
Gotta go seal some demons and stuff. You know,
gotta go.
I gotta go smoke. See ya.
Shatter focus.
Gotta go right now. Gotta go.
But I guess we'll figure out or find out next week. Because I can't imagine that part's gone, because she just had a bigger problem than Thea did, because Thea didn't lose her soul. And, like, I'm curious if, like, was Sarah, like, always stuck in the pit full of demon hands, or did Laurel bringing her back cause that?
I think it was a cause thing.
Yeah.
She was in the pit with the demon hands, so...
Now she lives in hell because she was expelled from heaven. She's going to have Buffy storyline. She's going to start sleeping with Spike now. Here we go. she's going to have all her memories from just being in heaven. But, like, it's kind of a dick move for Laurel, though. She got Thea stuck in, like, this hell pit. Stuck.
Diggle's brother was a drug lord.
Whose brother?
Diggle.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's like, here's a file on him. Damian Dark hated people with files on them, so he killed them. Fuck. I didn't know my brother was the type of guy that had a file on him. What a disgrace to the family. I forgot about that. Like, there was so many little things happening. Like, there was the main stuff was on Sarah and Constantine, but then you had, like, Diggle and Lance doing that stuff with the files, and then you had,
Felicity and her gay best friend.
Yeah, Blacklicity was working on finding Ray's secret message, and, like, next week, like, the preview looks hilarious of, like, tiny Ray and, like, Damian Dark, like, pouring over him. Like, it looks really funny. Like, I just imagine Damian Dark talking to him and Ray having this tiny little voice like, I'm gonna get you! Daniel Shaw!
Oh my god.
Deep Thoughts turned me into a fly!
there was a lot going on this week, but it was definitely a good episode. Like, there's so many Legends of Tomorrow wheel spinning, it's crazy.
Yep. That's what I think.
I'm so excited for that show. Like, I need it right now.
I love when Constantine asked for all that stuff.
And then the peacock feather.
Peacock feather back scratcher.
It sort of reminded me of the guy's prophetic leg from Guardians.
Yes, I was about to say that.
Like, we didn't need it, but wasn't it funny? What was the look on his face when he was hobbling around? I'm gonna need that guy's arm. No. Oh yeah, that was pretty funny. But yeah, it was overall just a really good episode. It was a good episode. I liked it. It'll be nice to see actual Sarah back next week.
Yep.
And it was kind of nice for them to address the Oliver Laurel friendship, because they awkwardly had him almost stop talking to her when they decided to go for Oliver and Felicity. Like, it was really weird, because the first two seasons he was like all about Laurel, and then like after that he's like, wait, what's her name again? Laura? Oh, yes, Leslie.
I wonder if with Sarah back, since she's going to be going by, I guess she's going to actually go by White Canary, if they're going to, like, if Laurel's going to change her little code name to Black Canary, or if she's still just going to go by the Canary. Well, they always call her the Canary.
She's going by Black Canary. She, like, said it in this episode.
Oh, like, well, I didn't see this episode yet, because it just happened.
Black Canary from her first episode.
Oh, I don't remember her ever saying it.
Yeah, she said it, like, three different times, I think.
I really got to pay attention when she... It's hard for me to pay attention when she talks. I just kind of look at her and go, ooh, the other outfit.
That's what the humans do.
That's exactly what happens. She's a succubus.
Especially when she gets in the costume without the leg. Hashtag 50s. Well, next week, though, Sarah is suiting up as regular Canary, though, so...
Yep.
Surely. Like, which... Dear God, those clothes must stink. Like, she's been wearing that since before she died. Like, I was just thinking about that, like, in the beginning scene after she killed those thugs, and, like, she's running off. She's, like, still wearing, like, 80% of the Canary costume. I mean, of course, Laurel ripped off the jacket. She's like, mine. That's what happened. But, like, it's just, like, damn. She wore that, like, before she died, and then she's been... Well, she was laid to rest in it, and then she's been...
she probably took it to, like, one of those, like, Korean cleaners, so they... They got that taken care of.
Soulless Sarah just, like, took off this outfit, threw it at a Korean, just screamed in Middle Eastern languages, and just sitting there naked. Now this is just getting too much. No, but
I'm enjoying this. Keep going.
So, yeah, that's going to be funny. Like, I'm interested to see whether... Well, I'm assuming it will, but, like, if and how the transition happens to White Canary, probably on Arrow.
Yeah.
I'm just really looking forward to the beginning, because it looks like, I mean, obviously that test footage was just test footage, but it looks like Oliver and Barry will be involved with the setup of it, because they're gonna, you know, get a call from Rory.
Be like the cliffhanger for both shows for the fall,
like the cliffhanger that leads into Legends of Tomorrow.
Yeah,
it could.
Like, the winter break, you know, they always take a winter break from late December to early January.
Yeah.
I wonder if that'll be the end of, like, Arrow.
It's supposed to be, from what I understand, that the last episodes of Flash and Arrow before break will 100% lead into Vandal Savage and Legends of Tomorrow and stuff.
Oh, okay, that's great. Because I knew they were doing the crossover. I didn't know what episode it was.
Like, I imagine there'll be all kinds of little mini crossovers like we do now, but, like, I know that based on their concept that Ollie and Barry were going to be, like, heavily involved with the team and stuff. Because they're going to get a call from their old pal Rory. He became a time master after getting mad that, why didn't the Doctor just time travel to New Jersey and then come pick us up?
Yep.
I can't go back. Well, can't you just go somewhere else?
Oh, they can stay at my house.
And you know what?
Maybe the Doctor doesn't like New Jersey.
But I also don't get
just
is
like
when
in How I Met Your Mother.
In exactly. Pretty much. It's like when Eleven's going to New York. He's like, oh, there's so much time, energy, time. And then like Ten traveled to New York and no problem met Peg People and Spider-Man. Like, I don't know. I guess there was just too much time, energy in between then. Oh well. Weebly wobbly, timey wimey.
People's wobble, but don't fall down super.
What else? Coach Liv.
A weeble.
She's not coach now. She's just coach. was a pretty fun episode. I thought Coach Love was pretty fun. And I like how when she noticed Babineau's like Nick's mug, he's like, how are you just now noticing this? Like, the last time you saw it, you thought it was for Nick Nacks. I thought
that was pretty funny. She's losing her cover.
That's what's going to unravel the whole thing, is that one
the
mug
stupid
thing.
Mug. Major stopped Major, being an asswipe.
Yeah, Major cleaned up his act because all he really needed was Coach Liv. His sexual fantasy has always been Liv and a black coach, like it rolled into one person. So like they like did it for him. He's like, you know what? I'm going to stop drinking these drugs or sniffing these drugs and sleeping with this hot redhead.
I want to do both of those things.
And killing people. I love how the Max Rager people are so callous about the zombies. They're like, oh, they actually spoke? How pedestrian. Like, what the hell's your problem, lady? Like, did they cry when you killed them? Like, what are you doing, lady? Like, oh, that's a hoot. Just like, what are you doing? I don't know why she's British all of a sudden. It makes
she's
it
like super British.
But like, she was so, like, just, you know, callous about the whole thing, like shocked that they're basically people. I mean, they have that full-on zombie in the basement, which is weird. Like, we saw that one other one, but it's basically like a walker. It makes like the same noises and everything.
Why didn't they just grab the cane? The cane's right there.
What an idiot. This is hilarious.
Didn't he just go under the dumpster?
Just eat popcorn.
We got to know.
Cody's over here tweaking, like.
I don't know. Like, did he die? Let's do an episode about Morgan on a farm. God damn it. He learned how to fight stick from this bald guy.
The next episode's not going to reveal if he's dead either, so.
They do really weird pacing sometimes. Like, they'll just smack an episode like that in the middle of other.
They'll leave you waiting like a month.
Pretty much. Like, and it's all super fishy. There's somebody. I love this reasoning. He said, there's no way he's dead. He wasn't even on Talking Dead and didn't talk about his goodbye dinner. 0 out of 10 is not dead. Because, like, every time a cast member dies, it's true. They come on the Talking Dead, and even if they're not there physically, they'll have, like, an interview, and they always talk about the goodbye dinner they had. And I'm like, it's, like, really funny, dumb logic, but at the same time, it's pretty sound.
But they did say he's going to be back and, like, finish out the story and, like...
Apparently there's, like, a picture of him, a production picture that somebody got from filming of him clearly alive, like, standing next to the character. Yeah, with Jesus, so... Wait, that means he's dead? Holy crap! What is that? It's just a clue that he's dead. It's like, we take a picture of Glenn with Jesus, it's clear he's dead.
Like, so, I don't know, but Cody's tweaking... I liked Morgan though. I like Morgan, but I liked that episode. And
yeah, I thought it was a good episode. It was just oddly placed.
See, and it shows that you can be friends with a black guy.
Well, even without the Glenn stuff, it's just weird to put a focus episode on him after an episode he wasn't in. Like, it would have been perfect in between last week's and the week before's because Morgan was in that episode.
Like,
it's weird.
The way the season's working is just weird. Like, I mean, I read something where they said, like, pretty much this entire season takes place over the course of one day.
What is this, which time another?
So far is pretty accurate because, like, everything, all the episodes have been, like, you know, the first two episodes, they were happening pretty much concurrently or pretty close to it. And then the next, third episode, it was, like, right after the first one. And then this episode is, like, an entire, just a flashback to... That's basically taking that, in theory, in the present time, just takes place over the course of, I guess, Morgan telling the story to a wolf for like an hour, or however long it took him to tell the story in words instead of us seeing it in picture form.
It's weird. Like they've always flashed between groups where like one week you won't even see half the cast, but like the structure of this season's been weird. Like it's been good, but it's just weird.
Well, that's what they have to do now because they have like 17 main cast members or something like that. Like, so they've got them in groups. I mean, just this week you see this half the cast. Next week you see this half the cast.
And then you see Morgan. It was like his Gemma episode, but not quite as good.
He's got a whole episode to himself because he's black and British. Like, which is just even weirder. Like, when he just talks to you and you're like, oh, fuck, you're British.
It pretty much just explained why he's going to be making decisions that will get people killed. Like, seriously. He's already done it.
Yeah.
He's the reason Rick was attacked.
Like, it's so funny because, like, no one's even concerned about, like... Like, Rick is surrounded by walkers inside of an RV that won't start. No one's the least bit concerned because he's the main character.
So, well, yeah, but like, not to mention he can take them. He's Rick.
Right. You're just like, well, he's the main character. He's not going to die. And... But, like, you're like, no, Glenn. Everyone's just like, Glenn, fuck.
They should just kill Rick.
How dare you? Who's going to run the Ricktatorship?
Like, everyone's like, everyone's like, oh, they're not going to kill him. He's the main character. They should just do it.
They said they're not going to kill Carol.
They did?
The creator, I read this thing where, like, Robert Kirkman said, like, basically, we like what we've the character of Carol too much, and she's such a much better character than the Carol in the comic books. So she's pretty much safe. We're not going to kill her.
That's what they want you to think.
Yeah, I mean, he could be just bullshitting you, but yeah. I mean,
the words he said is that
he's safe.
We're like
fucking Chris Hardwick.
Well, just, it was really funny, just like. I think, like, guy from Lost was on. He's like, all right, this episode is going to be fine. They're just going to kill a bunch of Alexandrians we don't care about. And then they possibly killed Glenn. And they're like, oh, God. We're supposed to kill the people we don't care about. The cannon fodder.
Right, like, you can see, okay, who's going to die. Like, they're all basically just a bunch of Star Trek red shirts. Okay, you're going to die. You're going to die. It's like when you watch, like, original Star Trek and, like, okay, we're going to go down to the planet. We're going to take Captain Kirk, Mr. Spock, Dr. McCoy, and this security officer. Well,
I think
I know who's gonna die.
In the in memoriam, they just had one of the guys' name as guy who doubted Rick, like, or guy who blames Rick for everything. And like they've talked about how he's the second person who like blamed Rick for everything and then got killed seconds later.
Well, that's what happened. That's why you don't question Rick. You just die. Even if Rick's not gonna cause your death, you're gonna die.
And they showed, like, audience reactions, and there's, like, this really big, like, bearded guy, and he's, like, starting to tear up, like, when Glenn started possibly dying. I still think he's alive. What if he just becomes, like, a live version of zombies, and he just has to eat brains and gets their memories? That'd be pretty funny. White-haired Glenn.
Oh.
The zombie discussion just, like, merged into Walking Dead discussion.
Glenn just becomes a different kind of zombie because he's Asian.
That's how it works. Just like that other Asian guy who she found his brains in the freezer. The brains look so fake. They look so jelly-like.
I know.
Like, they look like gummy candies. Did you watch Star Wars last week?
Last week?
Or yeah. This week. Yeah, last week's with the Inquisitors.
Mm-hmm.
I liked the episode because of Buffy the Jedi Slayer. Although, like, they changed her voice a lot. Like, I recognize certain, like, inflections that she has, but, like, her voice is super kind of... It's almost robotic and kind of creepy.
You know what else is robotic and creepy? My penis.
Oh.
What did you think I was going to say?
Your mom?
Oh.
That was option two. Oh, but it was a pretty good episode. I don't have a whole lot to say about it. It's just kind of neat to have two more Inquisitors in play.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, that's all I really have to say. And this week's episode, which we haven't watched yet, but it really wasn't anything too special. They had another Clone Wars character, was kind of not as an important one, but it was just kind of a more generic episode, so I feel like there's not going to be as much to talk about this week. George?
Hi.
I was thinking, we're going to talk about Supernatural for a second.
What about Supergirl?
Oh, fuck. Wait, rewind. We have to talk about Supergirl first before Supernatural. We're on the super section. God, I forget
we
about
have to Supergirl. Do it alphabetically.
Okay, Supergirl. Supergirl was pretty good this week. I thought it was pretty good. I think the show, the one thing that annoys me about it is they do have that thing where they're like, look, it's a woman that can do things. It's such shock. That's, like, super obnoxious. Which is why I made that tweet, like, about, like, something like Buffy, where they just have a like female characters that are awesome, but they're not like, look, can you believe it? She's doing it, and she has a vagina.
Yep.
Like, that's my only real drawback.
I can't believe she has a vagina.
Like, especially since the pilot had that really good line about, like, you're the problem, essentially, if you're drawing attention to it.
I know, I love that line.
Because that was a really good line about, like, essentially what this fandom does is they're the ones drawing attention to things and making it an issue.
Yep.
But, like, the whole drawing attention to the fact that she's a female is kind of annoying, but the rest of the episode was pretty awesome. Like, I didn't expect her to meet her aunt this early.
I know, like, yeah.
In episode 2, and they had a pretty kick-ass fight. And little Gray got to kick her ass for a few seconds. She's like, boom, I learned this from Meredith Gray somehow.
We have to fucking set that up to record so we can watch it.
And I did like that they kind of showed that she was, you know, not an expert right away. And she's kind of messing up a little bit.
Yep.
Causing
I really like that.
And she rescued a snake from a tree.
I love that.
That was pretty funny.
Who names the snake Fluffy?
I got a snake for my pants.
You say in my pants or just my pants?
In my pants.
My pants are made of snake skin.
Snake pants!
She's gonna rescue a snake from my pants. Yeah. Oh yeah.
There's a snake in my boot.
Do you see the hat? I am Mrs. Nesbitt.
Anybody else? Why are they always the one saying stuff? Some people say stuff.
I don't know. I like the Hank Henshaw kind of ending where he had red eyes.
Oh, yeah.
I
forgot about that. Because it was so like random at the end. It's all of a sudden like, red eyes, boom. It's over.
Black dragon.
Red eyes, red eyes, red eyes.
Red eyes, Asian man.
He's black.
Fuck.
You don't know. Red eyes, black man.
He'd be Asian if this was the MMPR reboot, okay?
it was a really good episode. I liked it. There's not a whole lot to say. I mean,
yeah.
Bitch aunt, and she remains to be absolutely adorable, and I want to hug her.
She got one of those little, like, Kryptonian AI things where she can talk to somebody
and
answer questions.
She got Cortana.
But she can't. It's like a less evil Cortana. I just was really surprised that she already, like, confronted her aunt. I thought that was going to at least be a few more episodes out. And there's some pretty impressive, like, action sequences in this, I thought. Like, the effects are pretty impressive. It's not still not like movie level, but like this and the Flash in particular are just damn impressive.
Oh, I think the Flash is even more.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. Yeah. It's been going on longer.
Yeah.
But both with like this movie and Man of Steel, and I guess Superman Returns, but it's like now we're in an era where we can actually do Superman type heroes like action sequences that look good.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Because we actually have the technology as opposed to. Before, it just looked shitty, so...
We have the technology. We can rebuild him.
I still enjoy it. I think they need to tone down the, like, overly feminist stuff and, like
they
not...
They said it, like, 40 times in the episode.
Like,
I get it. You know, when Lexi kicks the guy in the nuts and goes, I know what, you know, all people from the universe have.
Good thing she wasn't facing a bald chinian. Would have been SOL.
I wish I were a bald chinian.
What if
I could rub my chin all day and no one would know what I was doing?
What if the insect guy didn't copy testicles?
Wait, what insect?
Like the guy that she kicked.
Did he copy somebody?
Well, it was an insect creature, and they.
Oh.
She said that they have the ability to mutate. And he mutated into a human to fit it. Like, what if he didn't copy testicles?
I didn't even think about that. I guess he was...
These are the important questions.
He was being too thorough, and it came back to bite him in the nuts. Literally. Okay. Now Supernatural?
Sure.
Okay. Supernatural's been pretty good this season.
You didn't watch tonight's, right?
No, I didn't. The Lizzie Borden.
No.
I've seen the last episode from the perspective of the Impala and, like, all the ones before that.
Okay. But this season's been a big improvement since last season.
Yeah, it really has.
I'm loving this season. They killed Hannah. That was the thing that happened. I was like, well. But I like Crazy Castiel. I really
Hannah was like in a guy body. I forgot about that.
Yeah, that was weird.
I like Netflix Castiel even more.
I don't understand how orange correlates to black in a way that's new.
They didn't
everything about him is awesome.
But they referenced it again, and he's just going to spend the whole season on Netflix, and it's the greatest thing in the world.
Classic Cass. Cass discovering anything pop culture is just great. I still love the Burger Addict episode. It's in the low hundreds.
And then Rowena's back, so that's happening.
They're freaking mega coven. They just laughed at her, so she killed them. It's even more funny because, like, she's even more of, like, a brave ripoff when you see Merida on Once Upon a
Time.
Yes! So it's like they're the same person.
Right? she came back, and I was like, oh, this is... We're doing this.
Don't like her character. She's just not interesting to me. It's kind of the same thing that what the Vampire Diaries is doing with bringing in Stefan and Damon's mom. It's like, I hate when they bring in, like, oh, it'll be interesting if we bring in their parents. Like, it's so overdone at this point that it's just boring. And I was really hoping we'd be rid of her at the end of this season.
I did like when we had Father Crowley. Like,
Father Crowley.
When he went to the house, like, and Dean was there.
Yeah.
Yeah, like...
I thought you meant, like, Crowley's father. Like, different...
No, like when Crowley was, like... Just that whole exchange with Dean. He was a rather scrumptious little altar boy. I'm like, oh, my God. Like...
I forgot about that.
That shit was fucking hilarious. You know what's
funny is that Crowley, like, the actor is, like, the little announcer for the Doctor Who commercials on BBC.
Yes!
And I never noticed that before.
What? Oh, God damn it.
Like, every time I was like, Doctor Who, Marathon, I'm like, oh, God, it's Crowley!
Yep, he is for all the BBC America stuff.
And, like, I can't even watch,
know that. Oh my God,
like, Day of the Moon and The Impossible Astronaut. I was just thinking that's Crowley. He was also in, like, a couple episodes of Dollhouse, and it's really funny.
He's in everything. Like, he sticks his head in every franchise he can.
That was fun.
It's
like it's young Crowley. Like, what?
I was a little bit worried, like, at the beginning of the season when Dean wasn't sharing so much about his Amara visions and Sam wasn't talking about being infected, but I think they're starting to balance it out. I feel like, isn't there still something Dean's hiding from Sam about specifically his visions with?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, maybe not, because I know Sam told him that he was infected. So, like, yeah. I'm really done with them keeping secrets from each other.
Well, it's kind of, like, been done and annoying.
They kind of addressed that.
Yeah, and then they said, basically, you know, if you die, you die.
Yeah.
And I liked that. But Robert Singer, who Bobby's named after the character, he named the character after himself.
Because that's what I would do.
They, like, addressed that in French Mistake.
he left the show at the end of last season, like, two episodes before the end.
Mm-hmm.
And he's, like, an executive consultant now. Like, he's basically working on continuity. And I think that the show needed that. He's the one who is, like, keeping everything from moving forward.
Yeah. It just got so kind of repetitive with that dynamic, and it was like it ruins what you like about the relationship between the brothers, to just always have that something going on between them. And thank God there's nothing wrong with one of them this season.
Right?
Like, it's always like, well, it's mainly always what's wrong with Sam, but, like, last season Dean got a turn, so at least he got one in.
I did like when they talked to that Reaper, and she's just like, yeah, no. Yeah, that was the old death, and he thought it was funny when y'all would just die and come back repeatedly. But this new guy, not so much.
And so. The death over in the Vampire Diaries universe must be pissed.
Right?
Nobody stays dead. Gretchen about, like, to be back.
Like, what we're going to do is, when you die, we're going to take you and just throw you out into, like, an abyss. Like, it's not heaven, it's not hell. you're just going to be out in just the middle of nothing, so you can't come back.
Oh, that's
just awful.
You know how many times we saved the world after we caused the destruction?
Right?
I liked this the scene in the first episode where Sam and Dean had that conversation where Sam talked about saving people hunting things, and he says, "We've only been doing one part of that bumper sticker." That was pretty cool. And the darkness thing, I think it's because of the black goo, reminds me a lot of Leviathan.
Definitely. 100%.
And, like, the Amara thing is kind of creepy. You got the baby throwing telekinesis stuff and doing some rapid growing shit.
Like, that was frightening because then I get scared to go see my own baby now. I'm like, I don't know if I'm in there, and, like, she's going to throw things at me with her mind.
But it's definitely setting up some interesting stuff, and, like, all of this is brought up.
I'm going to find some blocks stuck in the wall as they feed me.
It's brought up stuff that doesn't get brought up as often anymore, like the cage and Lucifer and God. And, like, I think there's occasional mentions throughout the seasons, but after the initial arc, it's not mentioned as often. So,
yeah,
I definitely get the feeling we'll be seeing them again and probably be seeing God this season.
I think you'll like the episode that aired today because it was kind of almost like a Monster of the Week episode, but it had plot connective tissue, which is what I kind of loved about, like, seasons 4 and 5 and 8.
Yeah. I like when the way Supernatural does that, which is what I think Sleepy Hollow is kind of trying to do now, which is actually is doing pretty well.
Yeah, definitely.
And iZombie does that, too, where they have, like, Case of the Week, but there's the secondary plots running throughout it, or the main plot. But sometimes it's funny with Supernatural, it's sometimes nice to have a Case of the Week for, like, a breather.
Definitely,
because we were going with the darkness stuff for like the first few episodes, and it was kind of nice, like last week with Baby, to have a self-contained little episode of just about Supernatural. It's like a little breather, especially with things so heavy.
Yeah, definitely, I agree.
Like, and you need that. Like, it's really good when they do that. I like it. Like it a lot. It's good.
It's like last season when, like, there was a couple episodes I enjoyed that were just kind of fillery. Like, I liked the episode for whatever reason when I think they were at the college town and Dean was just eating, like, taking advantage of their free food and, like, eating and, like, snickering at the funny names of the fraternities. Like, with all of the Mark of Cain drama going on, it was such a nice little break.
I love those episodes of Supernatural the most. Those are my favorite kind of episodes.
Mm-hmm. And the meta ones are just fantastic.
And those are those are the absolute
best. Oh, yeah.
It was like a week ago, they reran the episode of the convention, and that one is just so great.
They're
genuinely going up to somebody to ask them about something, and like they think it's part of the game. like, what's wrong? Was there a disturbance here? Go play your game somewhere else. Oh, so good. I'm trying to think while Jordan's here, what else? Have you been keeping up with Once Upon a Time this season?
I've watched everything but the last two, and that's just because my mom and sister, I watch it with them. They won't let me watch it without them.
But, like, other than that, what have you been thinking of it from what you've seen?
It's okay. You know, it's... They need to kill the wig master.
The wig master?
Whoever is in charge of the wigs, the magical demon. Oh. They need to burn that. They finally burned the Arrow flashback wig.
Like, it got worse. Like, it looked fine during, like, season two. And, like, season three is like, what the hell happened?
My sister, it's like she would always walk in the room only during those scenes. And she'd be like, that's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. Why do you watch this show? Well, shut the fuck up. It's not on the good part.
It's not all about the wig.
But Once Upon a Time, it's not in its kind of stride that I like right now. But, you know, it's still good.
I think what's funny is that I think Emma does okay as Dark Swan. I don't think she's really bad at it, but I think what's funny is the most interesting thing about it for me is getting to essentially see, like, the mythology of the Dark One.
Yeah!
And now I'm essentially thinking about what Rumpel was going through the whole time, and it's like, well, Emma's big storyline is essentially making Rumpel more interesting to me. Like, he was already interesting, but it's like thinking about he had that sort of guide and that voice in his head telling him what to do, and you can sort of see, like, the struggle he had to go through in fighting against all that.
What I want to know is, did the little voice in his head look like him, or did it look like Zoso? Since Zozo. Hers looks like Rumpelstiltskin. What?
Zozo.
Zoso, the dark one before Rumpelstiltskin.
Oh, I don't even remember that. Like, I think
Zoso, the Led Zeppelin 4 album?
I think it defaults to the previous one, but he said he could be anyone he wanted. Like, when she asked why it looked like Rumpel, he said he could be any of them. So I think that it defaults to the previous. I think it should always just be Rumpel, because I love being able to see.
I love
Crocodile.
Awesome.
Rumpel, but I thought it was a really cool, like, that's the most interesting thing to me right now is the mythology of it, and like seeing what Rumpel went through, and seeing like that the dagger was part of Excalibur, which I never saw coming. That's, I thought that was pretty neat.
I love that. Mm-hmm.
So that's the stuff that's interesting to me, I think, and even like some of the stuff Emma's going through with, you see her making sort of decisions that she's saying are for her family, but it's basically what Rumpel was doing at the same time, so I think that's more interesting stuff, but it is kind of a weirder start to a season compared to the way it's been, but there's at least some interesting things going on.
I'm not a huge
fan of Arthur. And that stuff. I think it's another twist, like that they made him a villain. Arthur's not quite as big of a twist as Peter Pan being a villain, but
oh yeah, he's coming back.
Peter Pan?
Yeah.
Isn't he busy being Claire's son on Heroes? Now people are going to be even more confused when I tell them that Peter Pan is Rumpelstiltskin's evil dad and Claire from Heroes' son.
Yeah. That was a cool, like, I never saw that coming on here.
Yeah, neither did I.
That was neat. It was nice to see Angela again.
And Mohinder, who I totally forgot had powers.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like
pills.
Yeah, because they put that, like, you know, inhibitor on him, and they're like, oh, I gotta stop him from using his powers. I'm like, Mohinder didn't even have powers. And then all of a sudden he punches that guy, and I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yes. It's been so long.
Well, for me, it's been about a month and a half, so...
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Did I miss it? Did they say what happened to Peter?
No. They didn't say a single thing.
Maybe that means it'll be a surprise cameo.
I hope so.
And they fixed his powers.
I know.
So they did nerf him. That pissed me off so much.
Fucking hated that so much. I miss Peter the most, I think. Him and Claire...
It was nice to see Hero again. I felt like such a nostalgia hypocrite where I'm watching this, like, waiting for people I know to show up.
Me
like,
too.
Like, every single preview, like, when they do the next episode preview, they'd show, like, Hero in it. So I kept waiting and waiting. Like, where the fuck is Hero?
I know.
Where is Yata? Where is the sword? Come on.
Where's Ando?
Yeah, that's the biggest question. And his awesome orange lightning powers. I forgot that other people got powers. Like, man. But yeah, where is everybody? Who are these new people?
They don't even have the rights to talk about Marvel characters anymore.
I didn't know about that.
Like, they used, like, off-brand names, like Electric Man and stuff like that. Instead of, you know, like, in the original series, they would mention, like, Hulk issue, whatever, and things like that, and have, like, posters behind Seth Green.
Because that was like before Disney owned Marvel.
Yep.
Yeah, so.
And they said, use whatever you want.
It's free promotion.
Yep.
Oh, well. Alright. What were we even talking about? Oh, yeah, Once Upon a Time. But there's nothing else to say about that. But like, went into Heroes. But Heroes has definitely gotten better.
Definitely. And as Chuck's soon as Hero came back, it was like it got good again.
And Chuck was more enjoyable when he got away from his bitch wife and got sun powers.
Yes, God, I hate that bitch.
She's the worst.
Every show she's in, I hate her.
I've never seen her before, but she was just like the worst. She was like, what is Chuck doing? Why is he not at the buy more being cheerful? He's just like being sad with his sun powers. I kind of hope it continues after this.
Me too. And more people from the original cast show up.
Like, it's based on like some of the other revivals I've had, this is one where it seemed like they left it a little bit open last time I read something to possibly continue. Like, they didn't say, oh, this is strictly only for this.
Yeah.
I mean, right now it's only, but I don't know if it does well. I'd like to see it.
Well, it trends on Twitter every episode, so that's the big indicator for me.
I also forgot how many things Horn-Rimmed Glasses is in, because he's Kate Beckett's mom's murderer.
Yep.
He's Caroline's dad. He was Angela's husband in The Office. Like, damn, Horn-Rimmed Glasses.
Oh my god.
Yeah, it's like,
I forgot about that.
He's in everything, but like in everything I see him in, he's still just Horn-Rimmed Glasses. Also, he totally forgets that he has an actual son. Like, doesn't even care.
I know Lyle. I was wondering about Lyle and his ex-wife. Like,
I'm also wondering about his current whatever, like, fiance or girlfriend or whatever, because didn't he just leave for work for the car dealership one day and then never came back? Like, it's been a while now.
That much.
Like, he just left. He's gone, traveled through time, like, whatever. TV. We watch too many things. Can you imagine if George was on every week? We just talk about the entire catalog of time.
Poor Brian.
Is Brian? He
alive?
Brian killed himself.
We killed him.
Sounds accurate.
I think we're done. Oh no, do we still have TTMF?
No, you're done. Let's okay. No, we're done.
FML.
fuck your questions. I'm out.
Okay, now it's time for.
Wait, what happened? I was reading something. I wasn't paying attention.
Live action final thingies.
Oh. Final thingies. I have a thingy and it's not final. Yay. My thingy.
Live action version. So we'll answer questions next week probably, so send them in. Or Sweetums is going to move this time. I'm dead serious. Sweetums will probably have to move to Mexico.
Next time I threaten you in person. I know where all you live.
Eagleton. Cool. 95% of our listener base are from Eagleton. It's just a fact.
Vagina!